Gosh, we're back after a, it was only 3 days technically off.
Yeah.
And hey, when people complain, that's good.
Sorry.
If you're off and they don't complain, then it's not so good. I think I might even throw, I'm going to throw a Facebook party.
Oh, wow.
I am going to throw a blowout. Heads up.
I tweeted out that we're back.
I don't know. I smell a big crowd today. I don't know why.
Cocaine, bad bitches, and alcohol.
What does a big crowd smell like?
COVID? We can hit 350, maybe.
Oh.
That's a good crowd. Through my show.
Can we save,
talk while I type?
Can we save the COVID talk for after Facebook Live?
Oh, we can save the COVID talk forever, as far as I'm concerned.
I know, but it's all over the news now. There's actually good COVID news, too.
I don't know. I'm so tired of the topic. I just feel like, we'll get to it eventually, I suppose. Wait, why can't I find the show live on Facebook?
Because we're not live yet.
Oh, okay. All right. What's poppin'? We're in the DealsNinD.com studios. It's the Drew and Mike Show. Trudy's here. Brandon is here. Mark is here. And we had planned a couple days off at the end of the week. And then something happened to someone in the show that may have acquired another day off. Does that person care to discuss what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it as a tease right now because the Aldo Eye Center is back with us once again, doing what he's been doing for tens of thousands of Detroiters, giving them freedom from glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And by the way, offering $1,500 off if you mention the Drew and Mike Show. So if you want to be 2020 like Eli, actually, I'm sorry, he's 2013 or something crazy like that.
Show off.
I know. Or if you want to be like Sarah, who says, my contacts didn't work well with my astigmatism. This is the best experience ever. Amazing how well I can see now with just my eyes. COVID has changed much in our lives, but one thing you can change for the better is life-lasting, crisp, sharp vision. If you're 45 or over, ask Yaldo about multifocal lens implants. Yaldo! Where are multifocal implants? Yeah, you can see in high def. It's cool. This is not hype. These surgeries are safe. Very few side effects. Get a free evaluation. 1-800-398-EYES or go to yelloweyecenter.com. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Is there anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
You know, I just tried calling. Hopefully, I'll call back. The what was his name, Brandon? Remember his name? Bill
Stevenson.
Bill Stevenson. He of the formerly married to Dr. Jill Biden.
Ah, yes. Interesting
that
headline.
The story is
today.
Hilarious. Did you read the whole story?
Yeah, I know. It's very funny. I know. There's something about it that's
I like
really
this guy.
Funny. And he says she'd be a good first lady and that he doesn't want to affect the election. So he's not sure if he's going to publish it before the election or after the election.
It's only 80 pages.
And if you're wondering, what the hell are you talking about? Bill Stevenson was married to Dr. Jill Biden. By the way, he's calling her Jill.
Yeah, well, she wasn't a doctor when he knew her.
And he says, and this is going to be funny because you know during the convention this would come up when Jill or Joe spoke or speak or whatever. He says this long-held story that they met on a blind date is complete BS.
What?
That Biden and his... he and his wife, Jill Stevenson, were helping Biden's Senate campaign when Biden and Jill... began a
hubba, hubba.
Notorious affair.
Hot.
Yes.
You lied to me.
So will they continue to cling to that story? He sounds very credible, I will say. I mean, there's some problems with the story because it seems to me he's really thinks that...
Did you bang my wife?
He's a lot more important than he is, and he's quite proud of his rock club, which apparently is most of the book. It's his life story. It's not really the Jill Biden story. It's his life story.
I told him we wanted to talk to him about the club.
Hell yeah.
He knew something was going on because she turned down seeing Bruce Springsteen, right?
Wasn't that? Yes.
Story is so funny.
I know.
Wait, rock club?
Yeah, it's a club that Rolling Stone called the best kept secret in rock and roll. And
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
I mean, probably just some wacky addition decades ago. Somebody's just trying to make a point.
He says
he acts like it's current.
I don't know. He met a bunch of famous music acts, he says. So he says. We'll have to wait for the book.
Yeah, I'm excited for some name drops if we can get him on the phone. But yeah, that's the Hall Financial Hotline. There was another number I was thinking about. So much has happened. We take 3 days off and everything happens. There's a store in Georgia, I believe, that was offering, they were charging people $20 for some service, and it's free for black people. And so, of course, this got people all wigged out. I think they've canceled the policy now, but it's probably just a stupid thing.
What kind of service?
I don't even know. It's I texted it to myself 4 days ago. I can't even remember.
But old news.
It was just another shot at white people. Hall Financial wants you to know mortgage rates are at an new all-time low. Also, they bear no responsibility for any editorial comment on the show. That's why so many people...
No one cares about the whites.
So many people are refinancing right now. It's a smart thing to do is just to call and find out, can I save money? Because, you know, recently they had a call from somebody who refied 6 months ago, and they're saving a lot of money from 6 months ago. Low rates mean value. If you're in the market for that new home, remember, Hall Financial Service is the fastest in the business, 19 days on the average. If we didn't have some real sloths in this crowd bringing it down. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors, and also those refis. Man, people are saving money. So make money by saving money. Live how you want. Call 248-308-5000. Go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike. NMLS number 1467435. That's the story at Hall Financial. So, okay, first teaser. Brandon was apparently... Oh, what day was this, Brandon? Just tell the story.
By the way, throw your party now that we're on Facebook Live.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, tell the story, Brandon. And I'm glad you're fine. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah, I guess my weekend could be summed up by...
Hold on to your dick!
Or smash, smash, smash?
Yeah, something similar to that. On Thursday, I had the No Filter Sports Podcast show, and we spoke with Dick Vitale. Check it out at NoFilterSportsPodcast.com.
That's
yeah,
cool.
The pager was quite pumped nice because plug. Dick Vitale tweeted it out to his 800,000 followers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, nice little plug there. And when the show wrapped up, we didn't have a show on Thursday, so I was going to take Madeline and Kristen to the beach. We were just going to shoot up to Metamora and just check out the beach. Madeline loves playing around. But she was still napping. I had about 15, 20 minutes to burn, so I ran up to the Speedway, of course. Going to get a slushy, going to use some of those Speedy Rewards points, stuff like that. And on my way out there...
Whoa, I didn't ask for your life story.
I was going to say, I'm dreamweavering already, and I haven't heard the story. I know there's something coming up that I'm really sorry about.
This is Batman.
That's about where it takes a turn for the worse, because I don't know what happened either. On my way to the store, I lost consciousness. I had a seizure, and I crashed into a whole bunch of different things. I think there was a pole there. I think there was a parked car here, a parked car there. I don't know. I smashed up a whole bunch of different stuff. And
what would be a worse accident, your accident or the one Leonardo DiCaprio had in the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf of Wall Street. Do you care if I show a picture of of your truck to Facebook either? Well, do you care?
That's fine. I don't mind. Well, the difference the between the
Brandon's
two...
Brandon's fine. I want to make clear Brandon's fine. So.
Well, I know.
All sensitive.
It was a pretty gnarly wreck.
He lives a very private life, Drew.
Okay. I came to while I was still behind the
wheel. There's a hand in his life that we don't know what the hell that is.
There's a picture of his truck.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I came to and there was a kid that was in my passenger seat and he was... coming after me. He was talking to me and trying to move me, and I didn't know what was going on. To me, it was like a dream. I had no idea what the hell was this kid doing in my truck.
Wait, you mean like an 8-year-old?
No, he was a teenager, and I think maybe early 20s. I can't recall. Everything's a little hazy, but I saw that there was some people congregating behind him, EMS, police, firemen. I'm like, what's going on over there? And
how old is this kid?
When this is going on, I'm kind of in and out of consciousness. So I only have like little clips, and it's kind of like you're blacked out drunk in a way, because I guess I was talking, communicating with them, but I wasn't making any sense whatsoever. A good example was the first time this ever happened to me about 15 years ago. It happened when I was in class, and I had driven my buddy Tony P to school. And so as the ambulance was taking me away, he said, Brandon, I need
to. Are there any
keys.
Mugshots of Tony?
And I said, I said, the keys are in the computer. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of person you're talking to when they're coming out of a seizure like this. So
confusion.
Confusion. I do recall at some point the firemen, you know, they made mention that they had to get going to another fire. And I was like, no, man, stay here, man. And so I was just out of it. They took me via ambulance to the hospital and got some tests done. And yeah, here we are today. I'm gonna lose my license for a long time because of this.
How long?
Well, generally they don't like you to have your license for at least 6 months in between stuff like this. I've had all this shit under control for 12 years. I take medication every day and they feel that my levels were just dropping too low with my dosage. So they've upped my dosage and we're gonna keep our fingers crossed and hope that I don't go down again.
Jan,
drive
wants to know
safely.
If you wear a medical bracelet.
Oh.
I don't wear a medical bracelet. No.
Do you wear any bracelets?
It's a thought.
This is the first time this has happened in 12 years. I thought that I had this all under control, and unfortunately it came back to bite me in the ass. And
I feel like
I'm going to need a new truck, too, because unfortunately, Steve Gabara, I loved the truck that you provided me, the F-150. It was a fantastic truck. I totaled it out.
Whoa. Oh, my God. It's really?
It's totaled.
I mean, it looked bad in the picture, but I didn't think it was totaled. It looked more like it, actually, when I looked at it, I thought that kind of looks like Tiger's Escalade after his molescapade.
Saved him.
Yeah. I mean, didn't it resemble it a little bit?
How many women did you fuck?
Except that the side windows are still intact.
You motherfucker! I never should have married you.
You know what's
crazy?
That's
because she had to pull him out of the car.
When Brandon showed us or sent the photos, I was like, "Did he reverse one of the photos?" Because the accident looks like it happened to one side, almost exactly like it happened to the other side.
I've been trying to figure this out by going to the place where I apparently crashed. I have no idea.
Trust me, I
see a path of destruction that obviously is probably caused by me, but I can't figure out how it happened.
That one? Wait, it looks exactly like the right-hand side and the left-hand side are crashed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But like
specifically
the
driver's
spot.
Side, the entirety of the entire body it's pretty messed up.
Some people are saying that you added those branches to the one picture.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the
some people say that
about the tree parts or whatever.
I was wondering why they didn't pluck those things off or why they didn't fall out in the wind on their way to the tow yard, but it was a shitty situation, and I'm just thankful that it happened when it did, because if it happened 15, 20 minutes later, my child and my wife were in the car, and if it happened a week prior, I'm on I-75 doing 90 instead of I guess apparently I was going. I must have like hammered the gas when I went down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing you told me. You said they said you were going about 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, I had no idea.
A Jackson,
but you weren't sure which road you were on. One of two roads, but you were
45.
You weren't even sure which road you made it to.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. Oakland County Sheriffs and the EMS and fire and Rochester Hills. I appreciate you guys, and sorry if I said anything stupid, but.
Oh, first responders do nice things? Oh, good.
They got mad at me for a minute there.
Really?
When I was... Because like I said, I was so confused, and they kept asking me. We're right dead smack in between Troy Beaumont and Ascension Providence, which is Crittenton.
And that's another story.
They kept asking me, like, where do you want to go? And I was like, I don't care, man. And where do you want to go? And at one point, I remember someone like yelling at me, like, where do you want to go? I said, I want to go to Crittenden, man. I was born there. So I don't know why I turn into like a stoned surfer when I.
Huh. Dr. Jan Webb.
Self.
I just want to point out, Dr. Jan Webb is pointing out that you should get a bracelet. It takes a lot of questions away from the first responders to what the problem is, other than suspicion of drugs and alcohol. But that's another story.
I remember them asking that over and over and over.
That's another story.
And I was not on drugs, no. But, you know, years ago, this is one of those things where I would just avoid in talking about, and I was very embarrassed and ashamed by it. But, I don't know, over time, you just realize it's out of your control, and I can only do what I can do to try to make
glad you're all right, easier. Man.
Oh, man, that license part is that's got to be a bummer.
Yeah, I'm going to need an Uber driver for a while.
And, boy.
Hey, Mom.
So far, it's been Marcus. He's been bringing me food.
It's
and
a little
driving
racist, isn't it, Marcus being a chauffeur?
Oh, Marcus.
Yes. He's taking good care of me.
Driving Miss Brandon.
Driving.
Do you make him wear a hat?
And no, but he wore his mask the entire time he drove me to Speedway today.
I don't blame him.
Trudy, I have a question. Not to change the subject.
Ask. Yeah, sure.
Although we've given plenty of time to this. I saw a Wheels commercial on the Tiger game last night. Or yesterday.
Really? Yes. Oh, my God. News to me.
A Wheels commercial. They don't send memos out to people saying, hey, look for a new commercial.
Oh, lower those rates.
Well, I mean,
rates.
There are many people in the office, as you'd hope. Question. So, yeah. That's cool. Awesome.
Is this a barter?
It's, well, let's see. It's on Fox Sports Detroit.
Could be a barter.
I will punch your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy.
Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
They could run commercials for Fox Sports on Wheels. Yeah, it could be barter. Sure.
Be smart.
That would be. I predict that it's barter.
Oh, wait. Though it wouldn't be barter, though.
Not all.
Because the radio partner is a different radio company. So I doubt that would be the.
I think there's some barter involved.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
I don't really understand what that
not
means.
Important. It means that nobody actually spent any money. So if people think that, oh my God, look at that big campaign Wheels bought, that maybe not really. But who cares? The commercial's on TV. They could have included Drew and Mike Saturday and Sunday mornings.
That'd be nice.
But
here's the explanation of a barter. You ready?
You backed me and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in
there
life.
There you go.
That's the definition of
a
barter.
Do a TED talk.
Well, God, one of our advertisers has COVID. Did anybody know that besides me? Yes.
Ooh.
I know. It's crazy.
Is this a HIPAA violation?
It's another tease, but I'll tell you in a second. First of all, it's not Emergency Response Systems Incorporated because they bring you Facebook Live, and they're always involved in emergencies. They don't have time for COVID. Water's everywhere in your home, leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, under the dishwasher. Keep an eye out for any water in your home, not just floods. This could lead to mold. Water's the enemy, and Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you if you call 877-JOB-DONE. Put it on the fridge. Storm damage, fire damage, mold, water, whatever. 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. Now, the man who is soon to be back at work, but he's been working from home for a while.
He's got AIDS.
I hope I'm allowed to reveal this. Do you think this should be a secret?
I don't even know who it is.
It's Luke Nowacki.
What?
Yeah, he got COVID. Really? But he's okay. I mean, he's as if COVID's going to stop Luke. I mean, you guys
know. Yeah, no.
How did he get it?
Luke will power through anything.
Let's contact trace him.
COVID-19!
Luke, I know you're listening. Where did you get COVID? Can you reveal that? Has there been contact tracing?
Mm.
I don't think he's living any kind of crazy lifestyle at the moment. But anyway, Luke is still answering your questions, though, about finances. And you can do that on Zoom or however you want to do it without having to go into that beautiful office, which eventually I'm sure they'll be happy to have you back in. Call Luke at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. I think he's on the very tail end of this. In fact, he had a test. He's waiting for results back.
Oh,
so
man.
He's fine. Coronavirus. What does it mean now? What does it mean in 6 months? What does it mean in 6 years if you're an investor? Stocks, bonds, portfolio. What's the best way to balance for you? What kind of growth are you looking for? Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? Get advice. Get a strategy. Get Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies, 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Dr. Jan Webb just checking in and said Luke needs to be tested two more times to make sure it's not a false positive. Why is this, Jan? Is he always offering medical advice?
He's not a big fan of COVID. I do know that.
Oh, okay.
Your parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up.
I will say
like
that it's really interesting about tests. I was telling Drew this beforehand. What are two entities that people really hate right now? One is Yale, and the other is the NBA. But Yale and the NBA got together and did a 15-minute saliva test, whereas nobody else could, which is pretty crazy that they approved it already. And I mean, a 15-minute saliva test will that'll help.
Pretty cool.
Sorry, we're supposed to leave COVID out for now.
I mean, I hope that it works because it seems like you find out one thing and then the next day it's like, oh, wow, that sucks.
For the amount of money I'm sure the NBA spent on it, it's got to work.
NBA playoffs are today.
Today, baby. Yeah.
Woo. I think I sent you something during the weekend if for some reason people are not watching the NBA, they're not watching baseball as much as they thought they would. Hockey, I think, is doing best of the three, maybe? Is that possible? And the most watched things in this particular week were the PGA. They had 5 million viewers, and NASCAR.
I believe it. I believe it. Someone pointed out with the NBA, you know, no Knicks, no Bulls, no Warriors. So you're talking 3 out of the 4 biggest markets.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that affects it. And that you are specifically talking about their primetime shows. So even the games during the day didn't really count.
No. It's real. NBA was, what I did not know was that the NBA was way down before any of this started. They're down 16%. And they thought they'd have a renaissance coming back, giving us live sports. Not the case. But playoffs are starting, so who knows? That may hopefully. I mean, I can't believe people aren't going to watch the finals. I can't believe that's not going to be a big deal.
Depends who it is in it, but yeah.
Something exciting. And the Tigers.
Wow, yeah.
Who I've been watching. If they're not getting ratings, it's not my fault. the Tigers have called up Casey Mize.
They slow down.
They've called up two other great prospects. Wait,
I got Tariq Skubal.
They slow down.
Yeah, I know Gibby was telling me. I have a private friendship with Kirk Gibson, by the way. In case you know. Gibby was telling me he's very excited about Skubal. And Paredes, who's an infielder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these are three of the tip-top prospects. And I've been thinking for days,
slow down,
a couple weeks, what are they waiting for? Well, I mean, why not? And I realize that, well, they'll have to go, those people have the right to go to arbitration. You're sick, you're fine. I know. But does it,
I just hate that decisions are made on that. And who has control and team control?
I do, too, because they have sold me on, and I haven't seen him pitch a lot, but Casey Mize, just that he is a really special, special pitcher.
Yeah,
and
did you hear what he said today, too, when they asked him about it?
What did he say?
I'm the man who has the ball. I'm the man who can throw it faster than fuck.
I mean, how do you not start a guy?
That's awesome. I like his cockiness. I like the way he carries himself. But Casey Mize, if he doesn't pitch till next year, and he really is this generational pitcher, how could you not start your career until age 24? That's crazy.
It's not fair for him.
No. But I'm excited about that. And I guess Skubal goes on Tuesday night, and Mize goes on Wednesday?
Yes. Yep.
Excellent. Well, that's exciting.
Also read, too, that series they're supposed to have with the Cardinals, who I think finally played two more games, which is nice.
Woo! What a rampage.
They were in second place in their division, and they had as many wins as the team in last place. But that the Tigers might play them in Chicago?
What kind of rinky-dink league is this? Everything is so rinky-dink right now.
Well, it's so funny. Baseball, you know, the history. It's our oldest sport in America, right? We hold it. It's our national pastime, and we love it, and the numbers mean a lot. And tradition, nothing changes to tradition until this year when it's, let's make it up as we go along.
It's totally
just so we can get the games on TV so people will watch and we can make money. It's just
still want to watch them, though, I have to admit.
Oh, no.
I'm excited about the Tigers.
You love the sport. You love the sport. I get it.
Okay, now, a huge, huge local story, and this just really, I just felt so sick. And whenever it's that be on the lookout for, it's like, huh? This Raymond Lee Bailey, allegedly killed 4 people in Sumter Township. And I saw their pictures today, all youthful, vibrant, good-looking young people in their 30s. An ex-girlfriend, her sister, 2 cousins, shot them dead just in a rampage on Saturday, took off, and they found his vehicle in Bay City. He turned himself in last night, and, you know, as if it's not horrible enough to find out that they had felony assault and domestic violence charges against him, dismissed. Also, a great bodily harm, less than murder. I mean, what do you think when somebody says, charged with great bodily harm, less than murder? I mean, that sounds like something, I mean, is that something somebody's going to spend some time away for?
You would
think?
Hope, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Bond was $1,000. No contact order, which ended May the 1st, and that was dismissed without prejudice on the 7th of January, which means they could bring the charges back, and they said the complaining witness did not appear. So, and there's a GoFundMe for these 4 people and their families, which, just terrible. What else can you say? At least they got the guy now. And the Susie Zhao story.
Holy shit.
The poker player. Oh. Did anybody else read this story?
Yeah. How she was tortured.
This sounded like the...
And she was... I took it as she was alive when she was lit on fire.
Yes. That's how I took it.
Because she had zip ties on her she was bound. I guess her hands and her feet.
And
were
sexually
bound.
Assaulted with
a quote large and forceful object. It's just a horrific.
What the who horrific. Why and what?
You know,
he's had a history. That asshole has a history. That Jeffrey Morris has
he had
a history.
A lengthy history. But, you know, what connected these people? Because it seems they were connected.
Yeah, that's
and
the mystery.
They have not
piece.
Explained that. It would sound like, I would assume it's drugs or sex.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of phone calls regarding this place on the Boner Line.
The hotel
seems to be notorious for two things: hookers,
yep,
drugs,
yep.
And I've heard from people who have told me that they know of this Jeffrey Morris guy, and they know that he was there because of hookers. But I can't confirm that. That's just Boner Line talk.
Yeah, Boner Line talk is not considered.
It's not always.
Considered.
It's not admissible in
usually
court.
It's
we do have a short little.
It's a lead, though.
We have a little tiny little Boner Line today too. If we want to let that roll, it.
Okay. Now
it's interesting though. So he picked her up on Watkins Lake Road.
Yeah.
And then went to the hotel. So they had
a plan.
Either he was an Uber driver.
No,
that was picking her up. But how did she know that if he had drugs? How did she know that? Unless she was.
It sounded to me like she was possibly hurting financially. Her car had been impounded for some traffic violations. I mean, people don't let that happen if they've got the money, generally. They have to rely on it for dopes like this for rides. But
awful.
Now we talked to the owner of the hotel, the motel.
Did
and
a wonderful job on TV.
His first appearance on television. I thought he was very credible. He said he was cracking down on this stuff. So, I don't know.
He tried.
Yeah.
He's just one man. What else can he do?
But, and somebody used to work in the McDonald's next door said, oh, my God, the hookers at McDonald's.
Did he send you all the information about the franchise owner? Because I got a lot of information about the franchise owner.
Of the McDonald's?
Yeah.
Your inside contacts?
First female franchise owner in McDonald's history.
Well, let's see.
I got to reply to the guy's email.
By the way,
I knew the name when he said that.
Without spending a ton of time, I was catching up today because I had made so many notes from the last 5 or 6 days. Did the Redskins get sold or are they getting sold?
No.
About a new owner?
They have a new president of operations, an African American man. And the other story is that the minority owners want Daniel Snyder to sell. But that doesn't mean he's going to sell. He's not going to sell.
I wouldn't think so.
Would you sell one of 32 teams?
Oh, my new speaker got here.
I know.
Oh my God!
Don't get it. Show it off.
It was not the speaker I thought I was ordering. I'm really confused, but I love the speaker. And it was, I think it was $750, not $1,000.
A little more volume in the headphones, please.
It's a lot to spend on a portable speaker, but oh boy, wait a second.
Says who? Make sure.
Worth every cent.
Put it in its carrying case, too. Drew's very proud that his new speaker comes in a carrying case.
Oh, how cute that is.
It's got, for people that know, XLR inputs. So it's got a microphone with an XLR.
What a stupid present.
Although, he's back already. I was going to say.
Oh, there's its carrying case. It's like a Marshall.
That's a nice piece of shit.
I'm shocked, though, it's not a smart speaker.
But I can plug in a guitar to it. I can also do karaoke. It's got a microphone that came with it.
You gotta get a guitar now.
And it wails.
You've got to do karaoke for sure.
I was doing a little karaoke. I'm better than I thought.
Is the mic upstairs?
Yeah, I'm not ready for karaoke yet. But
I saw a Marshall speaker in Best Buy yesterday. Is that what that is? Or
it's a Bose speaker.
Trudy, don't insult his speaker.
Let's get something cool on. How about
what are you listening to? Why don't you play?
Yes, Starship Trooper.
Why don't you play Cardi B? WAP.
Bose is known for its lower end, by the way.
What?
There's more volume than that.
A song with more body.
I can't hear you, Trudy. Say it again. I'll pot everything down.
Needs to pick a song with more bottom than that. It's a little troubly.
Ah,
no more!
I love
Don't
that.
Don't you know any other goddamn tune?
I love that Christopher writes, sounds great! And then Josh writes, sounds distorted! This is a consensus.
Cool. I'll put something else on. With some good lower end.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Loud noises!
Listen to that bass.
Oh, does it only play Beatles?
No, I've just played
I thought it was the Beatles only bows. One of those special ones. One of those special ones where they charge 10 times what they should. Because it's just all Beatles.
Did you hear all the live at Daryl's house I was jamming upstairs?
I did hear it, yeah.
What's that bass?
It's a good sounding speaker. And it's got dials on the back. Just mess with the dials.
Best $200 I ever spent.
Someone asked you to play Dreamweaver over it.
Oh, you want to hear Dreamweaver? Dreamweaver will sound really good. I guarantee it.
They have Chili Pepper song that has a lot of bass in it.
Look how loud I have to yell!
Wow.
Hold on.
What?
Here
we
go.
Oh, nice.
Play this at my funeral.
Hear everything.
That's a good sounding speaker.
Whoa.
I like it.
You can hear everything.
Oh, good for you.
I've just closed my eyes again.
Oh, it reminds me. I was looking at my previously played stuff. I was texting you with another one of my friends, private friends, Steve Gorman of the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah.
Because a couple days ago was the anniversary
Did he write new phone who dis when you first texted him?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Let's see. Because it was the 20-year anniversary. This is a real bloop. Sunday of the Black Crowes with Jimmy Page on Jay Leno. Which, by
no
the way,
way.
If you haven't heard The Black Crowes with Jimmy Page at the Greek
it's
Theater,
really good. Yeah.
It is just fucking great. And in fact, Robert Plant even said us in an interview, which was public, by the way. This is me talking to Robert Plant publicly. He said that he wished Jimmy had played like that with Page and Plant, which kind of a shot.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I thought it was going to be a hit. It turns out it fucking sucks.
Chris Robinson is so good on this. As is Gorman, my friend.
Did you know it's your friend's birthday today?
Yes, he said, wish me a happy birthday. I swear to God, I'll show you the text.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
I gotta say, it listens better, or it sounds better listening to it, not through the headphones. Just threw a microphone back through the headphones.
Yeah.
Listen to Pager.
Can you believe it?
This is a real listening party, for real.
Let's go, Chris.
If you don't shut the fuck up, you can't even hear the guitar.
Then again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thought you guys might. Thought you might want a track from Almost Famous.
Gonna
Anyway, that's my new speaker.
Great song. I was getting into that one.
Wow.
What do you mean? Starship Trooper into Rain?
Rain. Into
Rain's
Dreamweaver.
A great song. How can you not like Rain?
I do. I think I've just heard it too much.
What? You can't hear that song too much.
You play it, and you do play it a lot.
Not that much.
It's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
All right. You'll like this better.
I like that song.
Excellent bottom end on this. This is it, bottom end.
This can't manifest Play-Doh keyboards.
Okay, so that's my new speaker. From fine folks at
I'm
Bose.
Jealous.
I was going to say, did you get it for free?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I paid a lot for it. Less than I thought, but pretty exciting stuff.
You think the bass is taken away from the vocal?
So Brandon today, speaking of music, sent a list of the top 100 power pop acts.
Oh, this was tweeted to you and I, and I knew it was right up your alley. And I looked at the top 10, and I figured you probably wouldn't agree with it.
Steve on Facebook Live said, so we missed the show because Drew got a new speaker?
No. Apparently he's not paying attention. I'm embarrassed for him.
Maybe he joined the party late.
No.
Embarrassed for him.
Let's see.
Why don't you play the You About to Lose Your Job song through there?
Let's see. Oh, that reminds me. Brandon, this is good prep, by the way. Did everyone see the never-before-seen Lou Reed and John Cougar Mellencamp performance in a bar in Bloomington?
No.
I have no idea why. It was from 1987. Trudy, did you see it?
Well, no, but why would the two of those ever be in the same orbit with each other?
It seems really strange. Mellencamp was there for Farm Aid, and Bloomington's where he lives in the Bloomington area. So he was doing a warm-up show for Farm Aid, and I guess Lou was there. And does Lou play Farm Aid? It seems like he may have.
Everybody plays Farm Aid. I remember some of the sweet rock and roll Christian music I grew up listening to. Even they got invited to Farm Aid. Petra, baby.
Well, Lou seems like he'd fit, but Farm Aid, I think Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Bob Dylan, Neil Young.
Lou Reed did play.
First.
Young.
He
did
play.
September 22nd, 85.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mellencamp is jamming away. It's a Lonely Old Night, Pink Houses. And then about 18 and a half minutes in, he introduces Lou Reed, who proceeds to tear into New Sensation, which is his new album at the time, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. I believe he played Rock and Roll from Velvet Underground. Yes. Satellite, I think. And I Love You, Suzanne, which was kind of the hit off that album. But, oh, my God, it's flipping cool as hell.
Yeah, you're right. 2 days before Farm Aid in 87, which was in Lincoln, Nebraska, they both played that.
Whoa. Oh, Farm Aid was in, but the gig was in Bloomington for some reason. And, I mean, the crowd is crazy, understandably, of course.
How cosmic is that?
Yeah, I thought it was like, where did this come from? Why did this out? But I was so happy to see it. I loved it.
It probably sounded great through that speaker.
I'm sure. Yeah, I could show you.
Well, you can show me after the show.
The top 100 power pop acts.
So we don't have to listen to Rain.
Get out of here about Rain. Rain is possibly the best B-side ever.
It's a great song. I love it.
It was delegated to a B-side because Paperback Writer was the A-side. Just saying. Okay, Roy Wood is number 91. There's a lot of people on this list. Brandon, is this from a British publication?
It's from... I have no idea.
You don't read your own prep?
Well, I didn't
get it.
Like you said, it was tweeted to us.
It was tweeted to us, and I attached it to the prep.
It seems very British to me, which is okay with me. But Roy Wood was number 91. He is, of course, Jeff Lynne's partner... pre-ELO, and he's on the first ELO album, and I'm not sure why he's on that list. Smithereens at 89, they're totally power pop. Great power pop band. I'd put them higher. Tommy Two Tone at 86. I mean, we know one song, so whatever. Sugar, which was...
Wait, who did you say before him?
Tommy Two Tone?
No, before him. The Smithereens, shouldn't they be higher than Tommy
Two Tone? Yes, absolutely. The Smithereens should be way up there.
No way we're arguing about numbers this low, but it just seems off to a bad start.
Flamin' Groovies are at 80. They also should be higher. Gin Blossoms, 78. That's a power pop band all the way.
Not bad.
Oh, Material Issue at 76. I'd put them higher, too. I'll put everyone higher. There's going to be like...
Everyone's number one. 50 people tied for number three. What's the chance of that?
Material Issue was a Chicago-based power pop band. And Jim Ellison... The only bummer about this band, because I love their music. I love Valerie Loves Me. There's three female name songs. Valerie Loves Me. There's one about Renee Remains the Same, I think.
Diane.
Diane.
Kim the Waitress.
He Loved Me.
I didn't even know. There's a song called Kim the Waitress.
Valerie Loves Me, Kim the Waitress, Diane, What Girls Want.
The only...
Renee Remains the Same.
I love this band. I love the power.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Behind this three-piece. But for some reason, they just lost a little bit when the lead singer died from fumes from a moped in a garage. Because I was like, a moped?
Really? You used a moped to kill
yourself? No, I just thought that was...
He gassed himself with a moped?
Yeah, he did.
It makes it even sadder, yeah.
Some... Actual audio of the death.
Maybe he's being ironic.
Some people are saying that it was a romance with Liz Phair that fell apart.
Really?
They bummed him out. I don't know. Just saying.
I would be bummed about
that. I don't think it's many people, but some people. Then Slade at 70. That's a little hard rock for Squeeze. How could Squeeze be 66?
Oh, no.
Squeeze is so good. Let's see. I don't even know a lot of these bands. Okay, the Rembrandts at 54, which is the Friends song. How could the Cars be 53? That seems ridiculous. Marshall Crenshaw, 51, great power pop. The Nazz, which is Todd Rundgren's first band. Anybody ever heard the Nazz?
No.
Yes.
Excellent.
Nazz?
Excellent.
Nazz.
N-A-Z-Z. Really good band, very garagey. Todd Rundgren, I know, Trudy, you have a bad experience with Todd.
But I love Todd.
I do, too. Well. Really dig him. Yeah. The Nerves.
Nazz?
N-A-Z-Z.
What song should I play?
Okay, the Nazz. I can play it on my speaker. Open My Eyes.
I want people to be able to hear it.
Open My Eyes by the Nazz.
My Eyes. All right, let me get off Facebook. Bye, everybody. I don't want to get booted.
Open My Eyes, have seen the years. I think Jackson Brown ripped them off.
Open
just
My
Eyes.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like Can't Explain.
It does.
That's kind of cool.
I'm telling you, Todd is awesome.
Don't play this song.
Sounds a little garagey too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Everybody, be quiet. Todd's about to masturbate.
I Think We Gotta Get You a Woman was originally a Nazz song, and Todd put it out on his own shortly after, but that was kind of it.
With Utopia.
Utopia, Deface the Music, is also very power poppy. Isn't Deface the Music the album where Todd made every song sound like a certain Beatles song, but not really? I mean, it's a really bizarre... Yeah. He's done a lot of experimentation. The Shoes at 47. The Nerves at 46, featuring Peter Case, leader of the Plimsolls. Excellent power pop band. The Bangles, 45. The Move, 44. The Easy Beats, 43. The Small Faces, who preceded the Faces, at 42. What else do we know here?
Slow down.
Weezer at 37. They should be higher, too. The Cardigans at 34. I've heard the Cardigans. I'm not sure why.
Isn't that love me, say that. Isn't that the Cardigans?
The Cardigans? I don't know.
I remember that. Spring Break 97, baby.
Rise and Shine. I remember Rise and Shine.
Love Fool. That's the name of the song.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I remember this song being played a lot on spring break.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought was a really weird choice for like a beach song.
It's kind of a stretch.
Yeah. It's not a bad. I don't mind the song. Not bad.
The Nerves did Call Me on the Telephone, which were hanging on the telephone, which was a big Blondie hit. Joe Jackson at 32.
Shoeless.
Love Joe Jackson. Shoeless's grandson, actually. Is She Really Going Out With Him, which was, in my opinion, a great pop song.
Wait, now I want to ask the question. Is he really related?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. The way you said it, but you made me believe in it.
The DBs were a North Carolina band. Excellent. Probably very few know them, much like Love Tractor. Plimsoll's at 27. The Jam at 25.
The hey, Jam. Wait, you were just talking about them.
Yeah, the Jam were great, man. Town Called Malice, The Bitterest Pill. That was the Mod Fathers band, Paul Weller. And they were just smoking hot when they broke up. And they've never reunited or anything. The New Pornographers, who I've never really heard, but I hear about them. I have some homework to do. Bad Finger at 23.
Thank God you have that speaker.
How is Bad Finger only 23? Bad Finger is part of the holy triumvirate of power pop. Bad Finger.
Apparently not.
The Raspberries and Big Star. Cheap Trick 22.
Is that the little finger, isn't it?
Posies? Would you consider the Posies power pop?
The Posies?
Yeah. Did two of those guys play with Big Star, I believe, eventually?
Boy, I feel like this has been. This song. I feel like it's been in so many movies.
Breaking Bad.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Baby Blue. Oh, it was
most
a big
famous
hit.
Version.
Mm. It was a big hit back then. I mean, Badfinger had a string of great songs. No Matter What, Come and Get It, Baby Blue, and Day After Day. Remember that one, Trudy?
Yeah.
Day After Day, that's a great song.
It's a good song.
That
yeah.
should be way higher.
Sounds like he
girder.
Let's see. Nick Lowe at 17. Starred Stiff Records, produced Elvis Costello, did some stuff on his own. The Laws at number 16.
Ah, oh, The Laws.
On one song?
No. Many songs. Lee Mavers, the, what should we call him? The hermit-like leader of The Laws. I don't know whatever happened to him.
I just want to say, there she goes, has over 100 million streams. Well, number two song has 2 million.
Wait, you're telling me that Timeless Melody has 98 million less streams than There She Goes?
Yep. I'm laying
Play Timeless right Melody. It's a good song.
It's timeless.
Fountains of Wayne at 15.
Good melody, too.
It's a great song. Todd Rundgren at 13. Melody always finds me. I mean, it's not 100 times worse than There She Goes.
It's really funny. There She Goes. Acoustic version has almost as many streams as this one does.
Well, it's been in three commercials and five movies and
I know.
Lemonheads at number 12. Who is Jim Bryan?
Huh? How is it spelled like it's like
B R I O N. I don't know who the hell you are. XTC is number 10.
Is it John Bryan?
Yeah, it is John Bryan. J-O-N. I just don't know who he is. How can he be number 11?
There's
I don't
a
know.
Song on the movie soundtrack for Lady Bird.
Is this okay. article by John Bryan?
Not that I know of. It's your prep, Brandon.
I'm Morgan Troper.
It doesn't sound like power pop to me.
No, not at all.
You could try it on my speaker and see if it's any better. XTC is number 10. Jellyfish at number 9, Matthew Sweet at number 8, and that album, Girlfriend, is a great power pop album. Matthew Sweet is very good. He didn't make it on looks. Emmett Rhodes at number 7.
Who?
I don't know.
Emmett?
There's a joke among insufferable pop nerds that isn't really funny or edifying in any way, but goes like this. The best solo Paul McCartney album is the first Emmett Rhodes album. Basically, Emmett Rhodes' 1970 self-titled debut possesses the same homespun charm as early solo McCartney. Start with My Face on the Floor.
Never heard of it.
I'm going to say this has got to be a British list. Super Drag is number 6. Nobody knows who they are. The Muffs are number 5. The Raspberries 4. Big Star 3. Teenage Fan Club number 2. Mm. And Chris Bell of Big Star is number 1, which is crazy.
Wow.
Teenage Fan Club.
That ended weird.
I know it did. I agree.
Started off good.
They had a big song on Judgment Night, the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Well,
it's the only reason I know. Traveling with De La Soul.
Can you play My Face on the Floor? I can play it on my speaker. Actually, forget it.
What? It's Teenage Fan Club right there.
I could play the songs that Drew sent me this weekend out of context.
Sure.
What did I send you?
Here's one.
Penis in your butt, butt. Penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt. So penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt. Oh, penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt. Penis in your butt, you got penis in your butt. Oh, penis in your butt, you got penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt.
I did send that.
And
I love that.
This one.
Great.
penis in my butt, penis, penis in my butt, penis in my butt.
I just bumped into them.
What's that version?
That's the guy's butt said too.
Strong black penis, small little penis, average white penis, all in my butthole.
I didn't hear that part.
All in my butthole.
Rams introducing the world of that.
Call yourself a slut. Drop the
hook. I feel like they're ripping off Barnes and Barnes.
That's what I was looking for.
Well, it's not and called Penis in My Butt. It's called, isn't it called Erotic Dream number 34 or something?
I don't remember. This is Emma Rhodes, by the way. She's making best use of all our capabilities here. I don't know what I still don't know that song.
I'm sorry, it's Homophobic Dream number 22.
If that song was sped up a little bit, it could be power pop.
At least till today.
Now let's see.
Eventually, talk about the number one song in the nation right now, too.
Oh, yes, we will. Well, why don't we do that right after this?
I'm not joking. It is number one.
I knew it would be. It's summer.
Overrated, played out.
Well, you know, it's about her, really, isn't it? It's not about the song. Isn't it more about her?
It's about both of them, really.
Okay. I think I've got the wrong story.
I'll give you just a little teaser, too. She and Joe Biden had a nice conversation today.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Zod Ford in Holly and DealsInIndia.com kicked off their summer sales event, unlike the Big Ten. That means you'll get deals as hot as the midsummer days and Brandon's meal delivered during each podcast. Plus, our friends at Zod Ford have considerably more inventory to choose from now, so finding the new whip of your dreams is never a problem. Zod has eight new 2020 Ford car trucks and SUVs you can lease below $200 a month. They have Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, all-wheel drive Escapes, Edges, and Explorers. Let's not forget the Super Crew 4x4, F-150s, and the all-new Ford Rangers, each under $200 a month. And believe it or not, many listeners who originally leased from Zod Ford in the early days of the podcast are going to their second and third leases, like super listener John Tucker. So regardless if you leased your last ride from Zod or not be like John and go get a smoking hot deal from Gabar, Anthony, or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County, go to DealsInIndy.com and look at your options. By the way, the MAGA Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I why did that turn into a MAGA cruise? Why would anyone want to bring politics into anything it doesn't belong in? I don't get it.
Because honestly, this is kind of a smart move by the Oakland County Republicans, isn't it?
I guess I don't know. I just don't want politics in anything that it doesn't have to be in, because it's in way too many things already.
But Rocky Rakowski said that Gary Peters already brought politics in it by being part of it before.
I would disagree with that statement.
Did he drive a car?
Who, Peters or Rocky? Rocky claimed that Peters has been involved in it in the past. I mean, there's always been politics in it. Remember that fun abortion mobile that drives around?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, what was that abortion mobile? Yeah.
It's a hot car.
I don't know. My two trips to Woodward on Saturday, I didn't think you would not know that anything was going on other than a few people sitting in their lawn chairs on the side, but you had a different take.
Yeah, I was on Woodward a couple times, mostly just checking to see what it was like. And the further north you got towards Birmingham, the busier it was. There were a lot of classic cars out there.
See, I was only between 13 and 10, and or 13 and 11.
Wasn't
more.
That busy?
And there was like nothing going on. But it makes sense; it'd be further north.
I don't know
because
why.
That's where the Oakland County Republican headquarters is. I think it's at 15 and Woodward. So I think it launched there.
Well, there were a lot of classic cars out. There were a lot of non-classic cars out. There were a lot of people along the way. Not like usual. Believe it or not, there was crime tape around certain parking lots.
Yeah, because they
don't even think about going in here and clumping up.
Well, did you see all the signs at Woodward Corners, 13 and Woodward, the Beaumont thing?
I didn't.
There's a ton of signs like, do not park in this grass. Do not come in here. I mean, just every 5 feet, there's a sign about it.
Crime
tape? Was Mel there?
There was a Batmobile. Somebody sent me a picture
of
Batmobile.
That was Barry.
Should we try Mel?
There was another Batmobile in the background, so maybe that was Mel. So there's thousands of Batmobiles right now.
Do we dare try Mel?
Yes.
There's someone else we might need to try today.
Breaking news with Mordcrim.
It's official. The CFL has canceled the 2020 season.
Oh, no.
Remember they were asking for the Canadian government for $30 million to keep going, and the Canadian government finally said no. So they canceled the whole league. If you want to call Stan today.
Yeah. We might want to call Stan. Maybe we should call Stan instead of having Mel not answer the phone. Maybe we should call Stan.
Yeah.
Brandon, when you get a chance, will you pull Stan's number up there?
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Poor Stan. Although when we asked him about it before, he didn't seem to mind so much.
Mel, no.
Stan. Stan
loves to talk.
I think he's pretty easygoing.
What was I mentioning before the commercial? Oh, the song.
The song. Yeah, I should play that, yeah.
Wet Ass Pussy by Cardi B. Is the number one song in the country.
Yeah.
And it is it's a really provocative video. And it is about wet ass pussy.
The best part about the video is the fact that Kylie Jenner pops up and everyone got really mad that she's in the video. Because there was no reason for her to be in the video.
Well, it's like the middle eight of the song, if there's such a thing in a Cardi B song, and she's just strolling and you're thinking something's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
She didn't do anything.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face.
I mean, the lady knows
sounds
what she's
like a
doing.
Number one hit to me.
She knows what she's doing, man.
I do a kegel, what is inside? Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised.
Is this a class reunion song in 25 years?
I want you to park that big Mack truck right in this little garage. Make it cream.
Is that your speaker, Drew?
Yeah, oh my God, the bass from that song on your speaker.
Yeah. I don't
vaginal intercourse for 2 weeks, although oral, manual, and anal are all acceptable.
I'll play a little more. I'm curious where it goes. I don't hear a lot of musicality in her songs, but do you need musicality when your message is...
Megan Thee Stallion. Who was recently shot by Tory Lanez, no relation to Drew. But her boyfriend shot her in the foot.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Hang your coat for this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet-ass pussy. Look, I need a hard hit. I need a deep stroke. I need a Henny drink. I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake. I need a King Cobra.
You lost stuff.
And a hope to lean.
Are you surprised there isn't more musicality to Cardi B at this point? Because she's further pretty along in her career. I mean, she's had tons of hits.
Depends how you're... Well... I don't want to defend her because no one will agree with me, but she does have a style of rapping that is unique.
But there's not
well the musicality much with music. A lot of hip hop lies in what the voice is doing, kind of how Eminem does it.
I hear more music in an Eminem song. I mean, depending on the song, I guess. I don't know. So, what do you guys think of as far as it being number one? Does it surprise you?
I like this
version. With some wet ass p-word. P-word is female genitalia.
Oh yeah, play Ben Shapiro's analysis. Ben's
wet ass. Oh,
he's a little
phone,
more conservative than Cardi B, and
I'm worried for him.
Didn't seem like a big fan of this song, in fact. But his analysis is pretty comical.
It's from Ben Shapiro. Oh,
hell stuff, guys. This is like
a podcast.
This is like women fighting for the right to vote. This right here is women fighting for the right to work. Right here, what we are watching is women fighting for the equal right to talk about their wet-ass P-word. That's what WAP stands for. So here are the actual lyrics. Okay, and this is not demeaning to women in any way. It's not demeaning to women in any way. It doesn't turn women into sex objects. It doesn't make men think of women in a purely sexual fashion. It is women empowering themselves. It is super empowerment. Here are some of the lyrics. You ready?
Oh, Ben, you don't know.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's a great drop.
Hold up. I said certified freak 7 days a week.
Great drop.
Wet ass P word. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you effing with some wet ass P word.
I gotta say, it almost sounds like he's doing a white person voice.
This wet ass P word.
Well, he can't help doing that.
I know, but
this wet ass P word. Beat it up, N word. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard.
Let me jump forward a little bit.
Gynecological
condition. Why? Let me hear.
Analyze this. And why is the telestration part of this?
Think differently. It's because you're a misogynist.
Because I think he's really scared.
It gets really, 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 really vulgar. But I will admit that when I first saw the lyrics to this song,
this is what he's
my first concern, as a sympathetic and empathetic human being, my first concern is that these women are describing a serious gynecological condition. And, like, I'm serious. These women are suffering from...
Yeah, I'd be like squirting.
Mop?
You might have missed the point of the
this
song.
This sounds like there's something that is going on
I
here that is
an,
not
an entirely
biological.
Strange concept to him.
Yeah. Frankly sounds like somebody
it probably
describing.
He might be a little uncomfortable with the content.
I will say
no
this.
One's ever been in that state around
no,
him.
No,
I'm thinking.
You're absolutely right.
Grab him by the pussy.
I know a doctor who is my wife.
Oh, yeah,
and
doctor.
So I asked her for her medical diagnosis.
She also doesn't know what it's about.
And she looked at the lyrics herself. And after being kind of appalled by them, obviously, she had a few sort of indicators here on how she could diagnose the vaginal condition that apparently these women are suffering from. So there are a few sort of giveaways. There are a few sort of giveaways here. So first of all, a bucket and a mop for this wet ass P word. So first of all, she had to clarify whether wet ass P word was a description of the P word or whether one of the clinical symptoms here was also diarrhea. But
diarrhea?
Bring a bucket and a mop. So this suggests that there's an awful lot of, not to be too graphic, but some sort of medical discharge that's happening here. Like a lot too much. Right, a lot too much, because that's a symptom of something that is not going great. Apparently, there are signs of prolapse.
I think he's realistic.
I say that because
graphic,
hop on top, I want
clear
to ride.
Water coming out of a butt.
Some actual clinical prolapse, which is a problem. Also, there's some talk about where this person is putting their nose.
Are you okay?
And there's some talk about smelling. Right, there's a line here about gagging and choking, which suggests that perhaps there's an odor issue here. Also, at some point in here, there's a reference to diabetes about a person who engages in particular activity and ends up diabetic, which suggests a serious pH imbalance. So I asked my wife for a differential diagnosis for the sake of these ladies in case they need to go to the doctor. I mean, like, this is a problem. I mean, like.
This could be one of those great things where a lot of people go to the doctor who wouldn't have before the song.
Yeah.
And they get treated. Lovely. So anyway, she, and you know, I'm surprised on the heels of this song, which is really huge right now. How many streams did it have? Just curious.
You know what? I got to look online. But
I would think on the heels of this song that maybe somebody in the Biden camp may go, maybe we should talk to her some other time.
Maybe Biden's wife could diagnose her.
Not a medical doctor. Not a medical doctor.
Yeah, attorney, she can't write scripts.
16.5 million just on YouTube.
Oh, come on. It's got to be more than that. Aren't there multiple versions out there? Because sometimes you'll go to a great song and it's got 200 views, and then you'll find there's another video that's got 100 million. She can't have six. It's got to be more than that.
I think it is more than that. I don't know why.
Well, I thought we looked.
Yeah, I thought it was more than
last week, and it was more than that. It was like one day, and it was, you know, 40 million.
So on Spotify, it's got 51 million streams on Spotify. Okay.
Is that a ton for a brand new big hit song? I would think it'd have more.
It's been out 1 week.
Well, that's a lot.
It's pretty good.
She's doing okay. So anyway, she was... What, Trudy?
I thought you were talking about the Phil Collins in the air tonight thing.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, that was really funny, honestly.
Yeah,
these two young black guys are listening to In the Air tonight. They've never heard it. And much like the guy we've had on previously, they just love it.
Yeah.
But they've never heard it before.
And because that video went viral, the song charted again.
It did?
I didn't know that.
For Phil in 30 years?
Yeah, not only did it chart, too, but it was like number... I think it was top five on iTunes as well, which means people are downloading the song to listen to it, which in a lot of ways is probably more important than it charting because it was in a viral video.
Do you guys ever look at the charts, like the Billboard 200 or the Hot 100?
Uh-huh.
I cannot believe that I just randomly, because I don't do it every week, but every month or so I try to look to see, well, what are the big songs? And is there something I want to hear, or is there something I should hear? And I'm going through the Billboard 200, and there's, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody is like number 20. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac is number 30. Beatles 1 is 37 or something like that.
Those Beatles speakers are selling.
There's all these classic rock albums that still chart.
Yeah.
And there's like a dozen of them. Probably more. No, there's got to be more than that because Bob Seger Greatest Hits is always in there. The Eagles Greatest Hits, always in there. Guns N' Roses Greatest Hits is, I think, in the top 50 or so. I mean, if you look at the
Billboard 200...
The Billboard 200.
Yeah,
okay, if you look at the catalog albums top 50, which
hey, Hamilton's number 4, and that's been out. That was out 4 years ago. What?
Hamilton.
It's been on the charts for 254 weeks.
Hamilton.
I'm just sad that many people have to pretend to like an album. They actually go the distance and get the record. But, you know, I remember there used to be cases where the Billboard 200 would have something like Dark Side of the Moon. And it was big news. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, Dark Side of the Moon, still in there. And now you look at it, and there are so many old records. So
Queen's Greatest Hits is number 32 right now. 398. The Legend, Bob Marley, the Legend one, the one that everybody already owns, is number 43 on the charts. Elton John's Diamonds. Is that a greatest hits album?
Must be. Maybe it's like recent, like
143
last 25 years.
Weeks. That's number 45. Billie Eilish Brandon's number 50. Chronicle, the 20 greatest hits of CCR, 52.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Rumors, 56.
Okay, this must be a new list because honestly, it was higher last week.
Rumors. I love Rumors.
Rumors was.
Journey's Greatest Hits, 69. All of them are down a little bit. I don't know why, but Tupac's Greatest Hits, 73.
Well, I'm telling you.
Flaming Pie, Paul McCartney, 74. That's the new version, though, right?
Yes, that's a reissue. Number 14 in the UK.
Petty's Greatest Hits, 77. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of classic rock in there.
It used to be, I mean, I'm serious, like 10, 15 years ago. You could look at the top 25 catalog albums, which was always interesting to me because I love classic rock.
Beatles 1 is 89, Back in Black is 88.
You would see, you know, Bob Seger's Greatest Hits, Eagles' Greatest Hits, Abbey Road, you know, three Pink Floyd records, and all these great classic rock records. Now you look at the catalog top 25 or so, and you'll see them all in the Billboard 200, every one of them.
Yeah. I just passed Abbey Road on here, 105. GNR's Greatest Hits.
Step it up, guys. Step it up, guys.
Best of the Beach Boys, 113.
I mean, I'm glad because I love that music, but I'm stunned that there's not enough current music to displace every one of those.
Nope. No one's making music anymore.
And you know, if you look up, if you Google, for example, you know, what are the biggest artists on. Biggest classic rock artists on Spotify. You'll get all these stories. And they'll tell you that, you know, the Rolling Stones or, you know, whoever the particular act is, that they stream, you know, they might be in the top 20 of everybody. And not only that, their streams are, in many cases, largely people under 30 years old.
Yeah, it's new to them, man.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, God, it's crazy looking at all these.
It is. It's nuts. And as far as songs, it's not quite the same thing. I don't think singles typically stay in the charts.
Oh, man, no.
Are there any oldies in the charts besides Phil Collins?
In the singles charts?
Yeah.
Not that I see.
No,
most of them are fairly recent.
There was another great list I saw. I just couldn't believe how many things there were that I sent myself over the weekend because it just seemed like there was so much going on. And of course, the usual frivolous stuff. But I saw another list I really liked, which was the top 50 songs written for movies. In other words, not just one that they plucked, you know.
Sure.
And it was a really good list. And I'm curious, what do you think would be the top?
Live and Let Die.
It's in there, but it's not. I was looking for the top three or five. I think it's in the top 10.
It's got to be a Bond one.
Live
and Let Die.
Adele, did an Adele one? Skyfall.
Nope.
No, I don't
think
so.
I'm just I think you'll be disappointed. Actually,
Titanic.
Yeah, it's in there. It's definitely in there.
My Heart Will Go On.
Great call.
It's got to be in there. I think it is. I mean,
Iceberg, right ahead.
I'm accessing it right now. Let's see.
Why are they turning?
Oh, The Bodyguard? No, that wasn't written.
It's single songs.
Yeah.
And
well, I Will Always Love You for The Bodyguard, but that was done well before the movie.
Okay, yeah, best songs ever written for movies. So it's kind of specific in that regard. Okay. Should I start? Should I go backwards or forwards? From the top 20?
Yeah, go 20 down.
Okay. Oh my God, really?
Stop hoarding it. Share.
Well, if the Wi-Fi were just a wee bit better, Okay. Number 20. Hard Out There for a Pimp.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
Six Mafia. That's a good song.
One surprise is 20. Oscar.
Aaliyah's. Is Aaliyah or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Try Again. Written for Romeo Must Die.
Oh, yeah. I like that flick.
Number 18 is Fight the Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people were bitching that it wasn't higher. Love Me Like You Do. Oh, my phone just died. Plug it in.
Oh, no. What a tease.
You guys are going to have to wait a little while. Sorry. Plug it in real good.
I saw you issue a tweet, reprimand to people to stop. Stop reporting how low your charge is.
Yeah. Why is it that everyone has to go in my comments and point out how low powered my phone is? It got the tweet out. Isn't that all that matters?
Can you buy a new phone? What's going on here?
Remember when I asked you to buy a phone like 6 months ago for me?
You did?
You said Julie's buying a phone. And I said, well, give me one too.
Sure, you got one.
Well, why don't you get me one?
I didn't know I was supposed to.
You said.
I forgot.
You said, and then I came back Monday. I said, are you getting Julie a phone? You said, no, we didn't get it.
Blows.
Okay, I'll get you a new one. Sorry.
Anyway, first of all, the 1%. Okay, it got the tweet out, so who fucking cares? Second of all, it had the lightning bolt in it. It was powering up at the time. It was not just at 1%. It was seconds from being at 2%.
That was your argument. Yeah.
I was thoroughly enjoying your responses to every single response. Not about the content that was posted, but about the percentage.
No, it's like, why are you wasting your time pointing out how low-powered my phone is? That's bullshit. And by the way, don't tell me to charge your phone.
Well, next time.
It was charging at that moment.
Next time, I want you just to crop out everything but how much power your phone has so nobody will fixate on that.
Well, I had just been excoriated for being at 3%, and somehow, I don't know why, I think I just got excited to tweet something. I didn't even check the power, and it was at 1%, but it was plugged in.
I got to check Joe Theismann's Twitter, because remember that picture he posted of himself with his rings?
Yeah.
That was a screenshot, too.
Oh,
and I didn't bother looking.
Oh, he'll be at 75 or something.
Yeah, he'll be at 80.
He'll be at
I say 80%.
Oh, he posted another picture of himself. Let's see.
While we're waiting for the,
it's an ad
for something to go on. Something's powering up. Apparently, it is the big summer event you've been waiting for, and our original and studio sponsor Zot Ford and Holly and DealsNeedy.com have kicked off again. Unlike the Big Ten, their summer sales event. That means you'll get deals as hot as our midsummer days and Brandon's meals delivered during each podcast. Oh, except I'm on the wrong copy there. I just read that. Yeah, boy. They're back at full strength at Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNeedy.com. They've got all the social distancing together and all the COVID, the important things that have to be done to keep people safe. It's all been done. And if you still don't feel safe, they'll deliver cars to you. If you have to Zoom with them on the phone or do whatever you have to do to figure out what kind of deal you want or appeals to you, do it. During Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event, go online, enjoy the enhanced online shopping. Check out the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. If you like Jeeps, check out the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. Then there's always a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month and the Wrangler. Get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, hurry and get to Zot, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and check out DealsNeedy.com before you get there. And then also, Royal Oak, boy, they had like 200, maybe 400 people that spent their Royal Oak bucks over the weekend. Keep spending, spending, spending. I know a lot of you out there still have your 20 bucks, and of course the Lyft deal is still in effect. Get $10 off your Lyft ride to Royal Oak, $10 off your Lyft ride home. Just use GO2RO. And Thursday, those hours are 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Perfect for dinner or partying or whatever you want to do.
Someone on Facebook recommended that to you, Brandon.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, seriously, you can use the Lyft and...
Except he has to go to Royal Oak, so...
Oh, that's true.
Be in Royal Oak a lot. And then Saturday, Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. So if you want to just bop around... Go to Rail and Anchor. Go to Lily's for lunch. Stop by UHF Records. Look at some music or some other accoutrements. Atomic Coffee. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas or any of those fine places you might want to go during the day. Do it. And spend your $20 gift card, your Royal Oak Bucks. And then lift yourself home with GO2RO. People, that thing has been, I thought it was going to be... Maybe a lot of people just spending it all at once, but it's been steady for a month now.
Nice.
Really good. Really worked out well. Royal Oak's doing great.
I just opened up my Twitter and got yelled at by Bob Page on a tweet.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, because I tweeted out that we were back and we were going to be on Facebook Live and, you know, at 5:30.
Memorabilia?
And he wrote, suggestion, give everyone a little more notice, Mark, like a day in advance. And retweet it the next day, question mark. Unless I miss it somehow. Oh, and get our No Filters Sports podcast on this Facebook Live. Number two, sounds cool. Oh, is Trudy as pretty in person as she looks on video? It's a question mark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, gee, you just got dressing me down.
Okay.
You like what you see, huh?
The pager.
Trouble.
Hey, buddy.
Did anybody see the Wind Up Police video for Ice Ice Baby?
No.
They made a video. It's really not bad. Okay. I mean, sometimes those things are really dumb. But it's one of those guilty pleasures for me. I like that stupid song.
You do?
I do. I like the song Ice Ice. Well, it's got the original song in it. I mean, they claim it's not the same thing, but
why is this like, this is a lip sync challenge?
Yes.
Oh. This is a couple years old, right?
Oh, is it that old?
Fun. Welcome to the town.
Yeah. Is it that old?
Yeah, 2 years old.
Oh, fuck. Why did you send it to me, whoever you are?
I
don't know. It's trying to cultivate good feelings toward the police.
Why is it? Oh, boy.
Had we seen... I mean, do you guys remember seeing it before?
No.
Okay, forget it. Make sure
maybe
the email.
When it was cold?
Yeah, no one's wearing masks in this video.
Let's kick it.
I give him credit for
a lot of views
for being really into it. 26,000.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something.
They're very committed.
I couldn't help wondering how much time they spent on that. And I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic
like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. I was gonna say, because if they just put this out, and I know they didn't, but
the optics of it.
Well, right, the optics of. Yeah, well that,
there's a couple.
That
quadruple there's a couple.
Murder was from it was in Wyandotte, right?
Oh, okay.
Raymond Sorry. Bailey, and
well,
so
I didn't. By the way, I received this like Thursday last week, so it wasn't like that thing had happened. I mean, what are you gonna do?
It's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, did you watch all the other like here's Prescott Arizona's lip sync challenge?
What song do they do?
Let's see. And then Santa Barbara. Ooh, that cop in Santa Barbara looks cute.
Not interested.
No idea country. What this one is. Jeez. How about the Phoenix Police?
I know Traverse City did one. They did. You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon.
Really?
That's kind of all throughout the entire downtown and everything. Yeah.
There's the Phoenix Police.
It was a one shot lip sync.
Really? In one shot? That's actually pretty skillful.
That's how they do it in Traverse City.
Wow.
I see my phone's at 1% mark.
Oh, yeah.
So 1%, it's good.
You got to get back to Cardi B, too, by the way.
You mean her conversation with Joe?
6%. Well, no, because so after the Ben Shapiro thing, when he was very worried about.
Yes.
I think that got back
to her.
No one's
ever been wet for him. That's his problem.
Well, that's why.
Sorry.
But here's. So she posted this video today and tell me the whole thing about a medical thing is not in her head.
Yo, it's a girl part of me, and I'm doing this video so y'all can keep y'all pussy on WAP. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you bitches got the dab dry ass pussy because y'all pH balance is off. And you want to know why? It's not because you're born with it. It's because y'all keep fucking these dirty ass niggas. And y'all bitches is shy to tell these niggas that they dick is hot. You got to.
It's a medical fact from Dr. B.
Okay.
But she's clearly responding to the whole thing about it being a medical issue. And that maybe it's the guys.
Did she mention him?
No.
Mm-mm. That's pretty funny.
At least she dressed up for the Biden interview, which why is Elle Magazine using? Do they not have? Is reporting so bad
she
now?
She looks pretty good on that. I mean, she's really styling on that Joe Biden interview.
No, but yeah. Elle Magazine
she can
can't.
Be charming.
They can't. I like her. I think she's actually.
No, I do too.
Her music, meh.
I personally believe now that your profile, your platform, things like that, have as much to do with musical success in a lot of cases as the music itself, which is really.
Yeah, hear that? Wait, hold on.
Well,
there we go.
I consider that to be totally bizarre, but I think it's true.
So her.
I like that she's involved in civic matters and that she's got range. She can like do the funny stuff like farts.
Guess what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
You know what it is? She doesn't give a fuck.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
she really doesn't.
Kind of admire that.
And sometimes it's a little nuts. You know, I know she didn't she attack.
She
assaulted a couple people.
Nicki Minaj, right? Yeah. Didn't she hit her with a shoe?
Yep.
Whatever.
Tried to hit her with a couple other things. But
she got famous from Instagram. I mean, that was the first thing. Is it dying again?
It's gone from 6 to 1% somehow.
Wait, Lord.
How about if I could plug in like the old days?
All right, let me go look at that.
Miss Misery by Elliot Smith is number 29. Now I can go down further. From Good Will Hunting, I don't remember that song, but Elliot Smith's great. Amy Mann, Save Me. From Magnolia.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Great song.
Eyes Open.
Respect the cock.
That's from Magnolia, too.
I know. It's a great drop. That's from The Hunger Games, Taylor Swift. Eyes Open. I don't remember the song.
Oh. Did you watch The Hunger Games, Drew?
I don't believe I did.
I don't think you would have. No.
Hunger Games. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hunger Games.
Exit Music for a Film at number 26. Yes. Radiohead.
What movie?
Romeo and Juliet.
It's not on the soundtrack.
Really?
No, they wrote it for that, but they didn't use it.
Okay, Falling Slowly by the Frames from the movie Once, I believe, is that? Falling Slowly comes from Once, the 2007 Irish musical movie about friends writing songs together. The movie's a little too much for me, but I did try to watch it. Earned It, the Canadian dark R&B producer The Weeknd wrote and released the song as a single for 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Oh, man, am I powered up now. Holy shit. Safe and Sound, Taylor Swift and T-Bone Burnett wrote a song for the Civil War with the Civil Wars for the Hunger Games 2012.
Okay.
Another
Sounds
one.
Like a great one.
Okay. Independent Women Part 1 from 2000's Charlie's Angels.
Oh, that's Beyonce.
Destiny's Child. Yeah. I'll Never Love Again, Lady Gaga's I'll Never Love Again, featuring Bradley Cooper and Star Is Born.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where's this one?
In the shadow.
Stand by.
What?
In the shadow.
Did you see the email suggestion that Biden and Kamala Harris sing that at the D.C.? That was really kind of funny.
I want that to happen.
Yeah.
Hard Out There for a Pimp at number 20. Try Again, Aaliyah at 19. 18's Fight the Power. Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding at 17. Everything is
there
awesome.
Is, there she is.
Ooh, their hand just delivered Brandon's food.
Oh, yeah. I saw some hair, too.
Half of her.
It was like Kristen's really hand, not Marcus's hair. Either. I can tell.
Everything is awesome.
Kristen!
There she is. She's waving to
you. Hey, Kristen.
Right when Drew's not looking.
From the Lego movie?
Everything is awesome. You don't know that song?
Oh, that's a good song. That is a good song.
Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind.
You're doing awesome!
For Pocahontas. One best original song. Shallow, 14. Oh, God, I hate that song. 13 is Mrs. Robinson. Simon and Garfunkel. Great song. That's a great soundtrack. How many soundtracks are there where a popular artist does all the music? That's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Although I believe Bowie and Giorgio Moroder did all the Cat People music, didn't they? Or is that mostly Giorgio Moroder? I'm not sure. But it's really good. Song especially.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah, from Pharrell.
Pharrell.
From the Minions movie.
That was a fun song.
That's
I kind of like that song.
I don't care who you are.
Wait, they said from the movie Despicable Me 2.
Two, yeah. If you don't, yeah, that's right. Something wrong with you if you don't like this song, unless you don't like it from it being overplayed.
Yeah, no, it's
so happy about that.
It's hard not to have some feeling positive.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
You know, the side effect of this was Pharrell was at all the award shows and he wore those weird pants.
Yeah, and
you know, like a suit with shorts
and his Arby's hat.
Yeah, he had that big hat.
Remember his Arby's hat?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's cool.
No, he was
I
cool.
Like him.
It was
He's
all good.
Dude.
It was all good. Will Smith's song "Men in Black" played the movie "Men in Black" during the end credits.
Hey, did you see the Will Smith news?
Wait, Will Smith news.
Will and Jada Smith.
Are they getting a divorce?
Well, no. They
why? Why would
they renewing their vows?
First off, they have employees.
Are they having a thruple with that dude?
Did you know they had employees?
employees?
Of course they do.
And 10 of them have tested positive for COVID-19.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, their production company, Westbrook.
Yeah, boy.
10 have tested positive.
Nice going, Smith.
Nice going, Pinkett.
That reminds me, did you see that?
I don't know why that made me laugh when I saw it. Just
Miley Cyrus, who I need really much less information from. She, Liam Hemsworth boned her when she was 16.
Yeah.
Is that really cool to put that out there?
I think so.
I would think Liam Hemsworth would probably not be happy about that.
I don't think
Billy. He's what, 19?
Yeah, I know he was only 19, but 16.
What state was it?
Good.
That's a good point.
I don't know what state it was.
Maybe it was Australia. Isn't he from Australia?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
What about Billy Ray?
She's promiscuous, though. I mean...
Good day, Cyrus.
Well, does Billy Ray want to know his daughter's getting banged at 16?
I know. It's just, and then she broke up with Cody Simpson or whatever. Ooh, whatever. But they still love each other. And what was the other thing about her? Oh, her first sexual experience was with two other women in a throuple, I guess. What to call it.
One last note on what's his name? Will Smith. People are appalled too because he had just back in March interviewed Dr. Fauci. Which
Why did Will Smith interview Dr.
Fauci?
Thank you.
Thank you. That is the part of the story that's missing. It just says she also had an epidemiologist on to explain how COVID-19 is spread while Will interviewed Dr. Fauci on his Snapchat quarantine show in April.
What?
I'm just going to guess that didn't have many viewers. Is Dr. Fauci too available?
Yes. He's becoming too available.
He's on everything.
It seems that the more Trump gets rid of him, the more he pops up everywhere else. Like, I'm important and people want to talk to me and here I am.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And if he feels strongly about it, I don't blame him. Okay. So before I get to the top 10, I want to mention, because we're talking about celebrity couples. Did you see the Brad Pitt information story about Angelina Jolie?
No.
She is just taking him to the mat.
What?
To try... to keep him from getting consistent custody of his kids. And I think he kind of, well, exploded for him. He actually came out and said, she is just trying to fight me on custody. And so this case keeps getting pushed down the road.
Why?
Because they need, they go to arbitration, then that gets appealed, and they have to do this, and then that gets appealed, and they have to do that. I mean, it's like she just will not, because she doesn't, she wants to be the primary parental custodian. I believe
she's trying to wear him down.
Yes.
Well, hell, aren't half of them over 18 now?
I think two of them are. I think one is over 18 and one is close. But there's some little ones, littler ones.
Did you happen to see Leah Remini's theory?
About
Suri?
Oh, about Suri Cruz?
Oh, yeah. I did. That Cruz is going to kidnap her or something?
Right. Well, he's just biding his time until he can just take over. And once she's of, legal age, then he can make her bring her in.
That whole thing is so weird. And those two adopted kids that refused to talk to Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Connor.
What the fuck? I mean, how Connor's can anyone?
He's rising in the ranks in Scientology.
And he did it all on his own. They didn't know he was Tom Cruise's adopted son.
When you audit,
no idea.
Hey, when you audit that well, Drew, there's no stopping you.
That's what it said.
If you keep, I don't know.
I think he's allegedly a superstar auditor.
Oh, so he gets all the secrets. He's not being audited. I thought he was thetan free.
No, I think he's a trained auditor. Why do I know this? Okay, the top 10 songs written specifically for movies. Let It Go, Idina Menzel.
Adele Dazeem.
Can we have John Travolta introduce her?
Adele. Yeah, I'm looking for it.
From the Frozen soundtrack, of course, as those of you with kids know.
Oh, Jesus.
And Maddie sings it, right?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I think she sings Into the Unknown, doesn't she, from Frozen
2. Oh, you're right.
Beautiful.
But I won't.
My girls yell at Google when that comes on now because it interrupts Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, number nine.
Non-stop, Trudy. You don't even know. I'm getting sick of it.
Poor you. I'm sorry.
I'm fine. I'm not sick of it yet.
Number nine is very disappointing.
What?
It's from the movie Space Jam. I Believe I Can Fly.
Ugh. Ah, that's a good song.
Do you have your passport?
Oh, this should be in this one. Is this in a movie?
Girl, would you like to come back?
Yeah, I think it's in Coming to America.
God, that'd be great if you got that in the movie.
You were talking about this one, right?
I used to think that I could not be harmed. That they would keep quiet because I'm a star.
It's got a great hook, I know that much.
And now the years have passed for copping fields.
This is Kelly.
As long as grass is on the playing field, if I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it,
if I just believe it.
In their mature heads, I'm a big pedophile. I believe I can touch her thigh. You can see it on videotape. Don't care about.
How do you get out of a case where there's a videotape of you pissing on a 14-year-old?
I mean, really? How do you get out of a case when there's a parody song written about it 25 years ago?
Now, but remember, it took 6 years to go to court. I realize his attorneys were amazing and incredible, and they did everything in the world to make that case go away. But it did go to court, and there's a fucking video of him pissing on a 14-year-old, and the jury finds him not guilty.
His brother.
Lie. And he makes a lot of money for what brother. Record company?
Thank you, Trudy. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, number eight. It is a theme song from the James Bond movie of the same name. A little band called Paul McCartney Wings reunited with Beatles producer George Martin to record Live and Let Die.
Great song.
It is a great song.
Who cares?
Brandon.
Best original song from 1989 went to this Little Mermaid song, Under the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Grammy 91. Cool number song. Six.
Boy!
I don't know about this because the scene is so fake. Berlin's Take My Breath Away from Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's throwing up after that scene.
They're both not with the person they want to be with, right?
Well,
who does he want to be with?
A guy.
Oh, Miss Cavage?
Well, at the time, there was a lot of rumors.
If he wants to be with a guy, it's Miss Cavage. We know that. Number five, I love this. I love Gangsta's Paradise. I love it. I don't know why I love that song, but I do.
Do you like it better than Amish Paradise? That was a question.
I love that song, too.
Posed to me the other day. Which do you prefer, Gangster's Paradise?
I like them both. I like them both musically, and, of course, the words are great fun.
Just like I like Under the Sea, but I also like this version. Please be good quality.
We're going to start a new life under the sea. Under the sea.
Out of mercy.
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
I love that he's Homer's eating every fish and lobster as he's singing.
Number four. Randy Newman recorded the theme song.
Oh, God, skip it.
To the entire Toy Story franchise in 1995. You've Got a Friend in Me. Rosie O'Donnell. Staying Alive, number three. Great pick.
You've Got a Friend in Me.
Night Fever's pretty good, too. Lose Yourself at number two from Eminem.
Yeah.
The Anthem of 8 Mile. And at number one, this may disappoint, Eye of the Tiger. Survivor.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Really? Yeah. Really? Really?
Meh. Huge movie, though.
I know.
Almost any of those could have been number one.
Where's the Exorcist theme, by the way? That was a great song.
Bells. Is that Tubular Bells?
Yeah, Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells.
Mike Oldfield. The great Mike Oldfield. Huge hit.
You know, this song's cool, man.
It works, but so did the one
corny,
from,
but it's cool.
What about Mike Conti? And I Believe I Can... Wait, what was that? Fly? Come Fly With... No, Fly With Me. Flying high now.
Oh. Gonna fly now, isn't
gonna
it?
Gonna fly now, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that considered the theme?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, maybe it wasn't written...
What was he doing during this song, though?
Some kind of montage.
Couldn't have been as cool.
The running scene.
Wait, what about Living in America, James Brown?
Awesome, yeah. From the best Rocky.
It was good.
Number four.
Trudy, some people want to be Rocky, and I guess the best thing that you can do if you want to be Rocky is to go to Dr. Roche.
Oh, hell yeah. matter of fact, I've been going to the gym, like, because I had a lot of spare
Wait,
time
gym?
And I just decided to
what
stop
gym
the
are you going to?
Trudy.
What?
What gym
some,
are you
some
going?
Gym breaking the law?
No, it's the one at work that no one else is
oh,
in.
That,
so
oh,
that
one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, why don't they shut that gym down? Wait, that's what my fitness place needs to do. They need to open another business and say it's the business gym.
That'd be a great
and hire all of us.
That's a great loophole.
Damn. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. But I kept going and I was trying to get hotter. And then I went for like 3 weeks. I lost weight, but I realized that the last couple of inches just would not budge. So I decided to take it to Dr. Roche and get Evolve. And Evolve is the body sculpting system that they have for tightening, toning, and trimming. It does all three sequentially. I've used the toning and the tightening, and they put a thing around your waist that it's like doing, they said 40,000 sit-ups for 30 minutes, and it takes away that little like soft residual stuff that you still got going on, and it tightens up, and it also tones, and it tightens your skin as well. For people who have the problem of, you know, like sort of saggy skin, after you tone it, you want it all to look really beautiful and smooth. And you can do that at the offices of Dr. Roche. And you can call for a consultation, too, during your lunch hour, whenever you have some free time. You don't even have to get up off of whatever you're sitting on and go there. And you can work it all out. And they can tell you what you're going to be going to do. And even work out what the price is going to be for all of it. And they have August specials that are ongoing for Evolve. The introductory prices are extended. Plus 360 lipo fat transfer, where Dr. Roche takes fat from where you don't want it and puts it where you do want it. Like you want to, you know, juicy your butt, they can put it there. All these things more scientifically explained by Dr. Roche's office, plus breast implants and augmentation. You can call for a consultation, 248-338-1110, or go to droche.com and see some of those procedures, too. You can actually see what they're all about. So do all that. CBDs are 50% off if you have a lot of pain, muscle aches and stuff, too. So good times, Dr. Roche's office. Well, I'm going tomorrow.
And you used the whole song. Great job.
You want to hear a boner line?
Yes.
It is a short one. It's only a couple minutes long, but...
Or do you want to wait for Drew to get back down here?
No.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what's in it. I don't know the story.
I don't know. Let's just check it out.
I am playing the Where's Waldo of Brandon's Farts, and I did hear one at 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 13 seconds during the Dr. Roche commercial. You didn't think you were going to get caught. Gotcha.
It's going to be $38.50 in August, the most oh. worth it procedure.
I'm looking to buy a new home, so I figured I'd give Hall Financial a shot.
You are so generous. Thank you.
I was a little surprised to hear a voicemail from the one and only Jim Bentley.
Hi, Jim.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, guys. I currently am driving for the U.S. Mail.
So good for you.
And I can tell you, it is a giant clusterfuck. It is completely true that they are short people. They're not short mail carriers. They are short processing personnel. I drive the tractor trailer from point A to point B, from state to state. And I can tell you, it is a nightmare, especially down at 4th Street. They got no people working, and the people they do have, none of them are under 55.
Who wants to suck a old man?
It is just slow as molasses. There's shit everywhere.
Oh,
Drew's
boy.
Shitty speakers. He's probably going to be waiting longer till next Tuesday because that place is a mess, and I don't know how they even figure it out.
Oh, boy.
Calling about that Sherwood Hotel.
Oh, that's a nice place.
When I was young, many, many years ago, we used to go and party there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. What a shithole. That place is nothing but
it's getting
but
cleaned
a
up.
Oh, interesting.
The guy says no drug activity.
Don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
He's cleaning
calling
it up.
About the Sherwood Motel.
Oh, that's a nice place.
I grew up in the Waterford area. That was when we were kids. That's where everybody used to party.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a little story back in the day when I was working on a construction crew. A guy would have me drop him off after work every day at that motel. And I'm like, what do you do? Live here? He goes, no, I'm picking up my hooker.
Oh, interesting.
So it's known for prostitutes, drug addicts, all sorts of good fun.
I can tell this is going to be fun.
Hey, Mark, fuck what? You.
Okay.
Robin Williams was amazing.
Really? Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry?
Robin Williams? Best movie ever is Miss Doubtfire.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
First it was The Sandlot, and now I'm listening, and it's Hook. I mean, those are two of the greatest movies ever. And I'm not Gen Z. I'm Gen X. Mark and Drew, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get my Gone with the Wind back, please?
Drew! Watching Roy Scheider and Kelly Preston in 52 Pickup, and you cannot watch The Matrix!
I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
He's got a point there.
That's it for the day. That's just it. A short one.
You know, I started watching, and I will apologize. I wish I could find the guy's email, because he was shocked that we've kind of laughed at the show. Yeah. But I decided to start watching The Morning Show. And the reason we laughed at it is because it's on Apple TV Plus, and no one has Apple TV Plus unless you buy a new iPhone, then you get it free for a year, which is the only reason I have it. But I started watching it. It's not that bad. It's actually pretty good. I don't know if either of you guys seen it?
I've seen like the first three episodes, and then you had to get the subscription service, so I opted out.
I didn't watch it. I just figured it was kind of a Matt Lauer tale.
It is, but it isn't. It is in a weird way. And you know what it is? I don't like Jennifer Aniston. I don't know why. I don't think she's a very good actress, but I don't like her. Carell is fucking fantastic in it.
Yeah, in everything he does.
I don't know. I just feel bad for making fun of it. Not that my opinion matters that much. And then actually giving it a shot and going, oh, this isn't that bad. I'm not saying it's great. There's better things out there. But considering we're all running out of things to watch now.
Oh, yeah. How's Reese?
She's okay. God, I'm kind of Reese Witherspooned out because I feel like there was Big Little Lies and then Little Fires Everywhere, which was that was really good.
Yeah, that was good.
But
yeah, for a chick flick, yeah.
Is that a chick flick, do you think?
I don't know. My wife watched it, but
there's some good twists in there.
Well, here's the thing is every time I look on the television in my living room, Reese Witherknife is on TV playing the exact same blonde rich character.
Yeah, she's different in The Morning Show, but the same effect.
Is she blonde?
That makes no sense. No, she's not. She's brunette, actually. So I guess that's the big change.
Then she's a brown-haired rich bitch.
But she's not rich either. She's kind of a yokel.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm just you're right, though.
I'm not going to watch The Morning Show, Mark.
Don't watch it. I don't want you to. But I'm just saying, it's not that. I think Trudy, I think you'd like it. I think Drew would actually like it, too. Mainly for the Steve Carell character, who is...
I got mixed up with The Newsroom.
The Newsroom is better than The Morning Show, but that's Sorkin, and I don't know. I think it's better.
Yeah, The Newsroom was intense. Actually, I might have to get that out again. I liked
that. That was really good. Jeff Daniels, good in it. I'm really getting excited for August 31st when we can watch the Ford Fireworks show. Did you see that? They canceled it because, you know, they don't want people gathering, but they're bringing it back, and they're bringing it back to honor Detroit's frontline workers and heroes. Not because Channel 4 wants to air it for 2 hours, because I assume they've already sold advertising on it for back in, you know, it's usually at the end of June. But now it's going to be August 31st, so I'm sure, Trudy, you're asking, well, where are they going to launch these fireworks from?
Where are they?
An undisclosed location that will not be announced in advance. It will not be downtown or viewable from the downtown area. So Brandon and I were talking about it before the show, and we both, almost at the exact same time, said, why don't they just air last year's and nobody will know and just pretend it's this year's?
If it's just supposed to be for television purposes,
what's the point?
Not? Yeah.
Maybe they will. Maybe they are.
You know that anybody, you know, somebody is going to know where the secret location is. Someone's going to spill it. Someone's going to put it online. If there is a location, I think that this might be their way of actually not doing it live. The whole thing might just be on television.
I think the loose-lip Zambellis are going to reveal where they're going to launch all these fireworks from. If they say it's not downtown, I'm going to guess that it's probably downtown.
It's got to be over water somewhere.
Wouldn't it have to be?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, but wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Isn't that the dumbest thing you've ever
Can I ask a dumb question?
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I was doing show prep. I did some really good show prep. You'll be proud of me.
Is it the really cute?
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Does the show prep include the really cute chick on Wheel of Fortune right now?
No.
You want to see her?
Let me see.
Let me back it up to
I have to ask a question about.
She sounds hot.
She is.
The 4th of July was over a month ago.
Yeah.
So what's the need for
so
the fireworks
so
now?
So is Canada Day.
Why do we need the fireworks now?
Because Channel 4 probably sold a bunch of advertising.
Oh, I see.
I know who I could ask, but.
Is Ford stepping up and sponsoring
this? It is still, but it's not the fireworks now. It's now the We Are One Together 2020 Ford Fireworks Show.
Well, we're not one together at all.
Well, we're honoring.
Not even close.
We're honoring these.
This is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
It is. What a stupid nickname.
Dumb. I don't know. It'll probably do great ratings.
But they could. Why do we need new fireworks to show on TV? Aren't they the same every fucking year?
Exactly.
They could be showing us 2000s fireworks and nobody would know the difference.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
All right, check it
out. No, there's going to be coronavirus-themed fireworks this time.
Oh. With Canada? Here's my girl.
She's a really cute contestant. I have to go with you.
Well, they would remember me. Huh? Yeah. Nice to have you with us.
Not her.
No, she's old.
Molly Rich is from Columbia, Tennessee. And let's hear
the
Molly Rich
story. On social media yet?
Yes, so yeah, will you, Brandon? My handsome husband, Wes.
Husband! Oh.
We've been married for 4 years, and we have a beautiful one-year-old little boy named Gunner.
Ooh. And you work?
Oh, gross. Yes, I'm no longer interested.
I didn't hear her talk. I saw her. Sorry. She's adorable, where's she from? Though. Columbia, Tennessee.
Tennessee volunteer.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
Wes and Molly Rich.
Well.
The one-year-old son.
Good for them. Brandon, please stalk her.
I didn't hear where she was from.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Columbia, I thought.
So I'm doing show prep upstairs.
Yeah.
And the Jam Master Jay story came on.
Yeah.
And what's the chance they would find two people, the two people who were involved in murdering Jam Master Jay? 18 years later, I forgot he was murdered.
The one guy's been a suspect from the beginning.
Well, one of them's in prison already for, I think it's robbery. But anyway, did you guys hear the story?
Yeah.
He was buying 10 kilos of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Why would...
Well, he's got a record studio. He needs energy.
What do you think a guy in Run DMC would not really need to sell cocaine to make a living?
Yeah, you wouldn't think he would, but then again, there's another guy involved too, right?
Yes.
So maybe he's helping, quote unquote, helping somebody by putting a deal together.
No,
that guy
story,
took off with the money, right?
The NBC story was that one of the guys involved in the murder, wanted to sell the cocaine that Jam Master Jay was buying, and Jam Master Jay was squeezing him out, saying, "No, you're not selling the coke for me." So.
Oh, because this story said the intermediaries were friends of Jam Master Jay, took both the cash and the drugs and took off.
Oh, okay. They didn't say it on NBC.
So then the supplier still wanted the money, and he's like, I'm not paying it. And that's why they robbed him and shot him. That's according to this story. But
good police work, though.
I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about it.
That's crazy. Now, when are they going to solve Biggie and Tupac? Yeah. Oh, wait. Tupac's still alive.
I think they've kind of solved those, but they just haven't solved them, but they've solved them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's crazy, though.
I know. And the lead story was about University of North Carolina canceling classes because, of course, people get back to campus, and it's party, 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 and you're not going to tell a 20-year-old they can't go party. So... I mean, honest to God, the one shot they had looked like the biggest party I've ever seen possibly in my life. And totally crowded, no masks, just raging. So what they did, though, was they just canceled in-person classes. They're still on campus. What do you think? You're going to stop partying? Because they're not getting COVID because of in-person classes.
No, it's going to get worse.
So how do they think they're going to stop? Oh, my God, they've canceled our in-person classes. We can't possibly party now. No. In fact, they'll
probably party more.
Someone said that they're trying to get the bars closed and the restaurants closed. And
why? Because
then they can't go.
They'll just go. Handle it?
No, they... Right, because the customers can't handle it.
Once again, they should have just, when COVID started, just raised the drinking age to 25.
Well, the drinking age is 21, so, you know, 80% of those people can't go to the bar anyway, supposedly.
So they'll go to a house party, man.
Right, they'll go to fraternities. And that's the other thing. when you invite students back to campus, what do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're in class or not.
No.
They're going to party on campus. What was, duh.
Yeah. How many total positives?
130-something. But they showed this party that, well, I, seriously, I wanted to go to the party. It looked so good. It was so raging.
You see the one in North Georgia? That was a rager, too.
Why?
Well, they're all over the place. Student, you can't have students back on campus. This is why, okay, I'm not saying that, you know, I think it's the smart thing to do to play college football. But when you say, we're inviting students back to campus and that's okay, but the 100 guys playing football, no, you can't do it. That's insidious. True, that's ludicrous.
I agree with you 100%.
And by the way, I saw that the Michigan parents have now written a letter and signed it to send to the Big Ten.
I'm sure the heads of the Big Ten will listen.
And the Iowa parents and the Ohio State parents and the Nebraska parents and Fields, the quarterback of Ohio State, started a petition and 230,000 people have signed it.
Why does he just cry racism and go to the SEC, back to the SEC?
I know, that's a great idea.
Last time.
That's just too funny.
That's how we got to Ohio State.
I know, it's so ridiculous. It's just so stupid.
But the idea that these parents and Justin Fields' petition is going to move the needle one bit is ludicrous. They don't care.
Probably, yeah. My honest opinion is that, first of all, I'm going with Wojo. I think they decided too soon. I don't think they needed to decide right when they did. Now, I realize they can't wait forever, but what's today? August the 17th.
Yeah.
So there's no game until the day after Labor Day, which is September, right? Mm-hmm. I would have waited till the 25th because I'm looking at COVID today. In the last few days, and it's, you know, the numbers of new people infected, of course, now that colleges are on campus, it's going to go way up, but it's down. And, you know, the deaths were, I haven't checked my worldometer today. Let's see. Anybody check theirs?
No, but you know what? There's a cool.
Does anyone check their worldometer every day like me?
No, the new dashboard I'm into now is the Notre Dame University dashboard.
do they have a, wait, what do they call it?
Let's see. Well, when I sent it to you the first day, I think they had a positivity rate of about 8%. We'll see how that's going now.
529 deaths today. That's pretty low. Hmm. I mean, that's for the entire country.
Oh.
Not bad.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And the cases today, it's like 30,000. I mean, it was 77,000 cases 1 month ago today.
Ooh,
about 77,000. Now it's down to 37, it looks like.
Notre Dame's ahead now, though. They're over 10% positivity right now. 58 confirmed cases out of the 502 tests.
The deaths number is, let's see, that's the lowest in 3 weeks. I mean, I think if they had waited, well, again, though, now people are, it's really funny how you try to predict this thing, and then when you throw in colleges are back on campuses, well, fuck, it's probably going to blow this thing up again, right? I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it will. It's a lot.
They'll all be young, and they'll probably survive.
It's a lot of people that have been contributing the most to the big spreads and outbreaks lately. Young people.
Does anyone feel, well, you guys are all parents. Trudy, you have an older son. Does it surprise you that 20-year-olds cannot take important medical advice?
Zooves.
It does surprise me that. It does and it doesn't, because I feel like they feel, of course, and always have, like they're impervious to anything. You know, don't ever YOLO. Well,
I have to admit, I was felt immortal at that age. Everyone does. But still, I mean, this is a little different,
really,
isn't it?
It really shows how less a college degree means now.
It doesn't look too bright, does it?
You would think if you're going to college, you might, I don't know.
You might have a little more sense.
Be a little more,
maybe you're still 20.
Read a little more about the subject and long-term effects.
I would just think
that they're getting, not that it's decisive yet, but there's some concern about long-term effects.
Well,
but there is good news today. Some scientists feel that we might be getting closer to herd immunity, and that it doesn't need to be the 70%.
Well, my brother, this is from Dr. Pete, says that to get herd immunity, he thinks there would be around 500,000 to 600,000 deaths in the United States. Just saying.
We're almost
saying
there.
That's a big bloop. That's a big bloop.
We're almost there.
It's like four times what we have.
Hey, not to veer off the path too abruptly, but did you read Teresa Balda's story?
What's she writing about today?
In the Free Press about Bruce Morrow, the judge.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
She had another good story, too. I'm trying to think what that was.
I mean, that's some insane stuff. Do you just, like, one day go insane? Is that the...
No, he's, you know, creep. Just to sort of describe what is going on in that story, he makes really inappropriate comments to attorneys and people involved in the legal process, and he's a judge. I mean, do you want to give some examples? They're pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, plus one thing they said is that he gets down off the bench and hands things to people, which is protocol. That's a violation of all that. And then he got down and spoke to one of the prosecutors who had her case there and started talking about, would you want foreplay before or after sex? And then he described a situation where people hold hands and then rub elbows and then make out and then have sex. And it was all very, like, apropos of nothing, right? I mean, did you understand what point
he's
he was trying to make?
Yeah, he's trying to pretend that he's talking about the case. I mean, shouldn't you have this part of your case first and then the big, you know, whatever it is? So he's
right,
bringing,
but
brings
instead
sex
of talking
into
about
everything.
Something should be in the proper order, he makes it all sex.
Yes,
yeah, here's one. During a break in a homicide trial, assistant prosecutor asked the judge for feedback on her direct examination of the ME. Judge told her he'd come down to the bench and talk to her personally because, quote, what I'm going to say is going to make you blush. Morrow came down from the bench, sat at the prosecutor's table next to the assistant prosecutor, placed his head very close to her head, and started asking questions. So when a man and a woman are close, they start holding hands, rubbing elbows,
what?
Kissing,
who does
foreplays,
that?
Then that leads to sex? Question? That's a weird question to ask somebody, isn't it?
What can you answer at that point?
I would go... maybe. How's my questioning of the ME? Because that's really what I wanted to ask. The judge continued, you want the foreplay before the sexual intercourse. Well, that's why it's called foreplay, right?
That's not right.
Postplay. That's what we call cuddling. No, you start with holding hands.
Get where he's going.
He was making an analogy to the prosecutor to the effect that, quote, the climax of sex is akin, I mean, it's coming, is akin to getting the ME to state the cause and manner of death. After getting the details of his examination of the body. I think that is a really terrible analogy in my mind. Don't you?
Yeah.
No, he's just trying to bring sex up. That's all he's doing.
There's another great time he brought sex up, too, which...
So do you think he's just been always awkward about the way he likes to work sex into a conversation? And he just...
Yeah, I think he's really horny, too. He chastised a female prosecutor for presenting evidence to a jury that the murder suspect's DNA was found on the victim's vaginal swab. He told the prosecutor, all you did was show they fucked.
Nice. And then he said a guy had a small dick. So.
That's true, nice. He did, yeah.
Does he kind of look like Montel Williams?
He does a little bit, yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Montel Williams, you know what Montel Williams, the big news over the weekend is?
No.
He used to bang Kamala Harris.
He did?
He did. Yes.
Is he on her Who's Dated Who?
Did he let that out?
Check it out, Brandon. Good, great idea. No, I think
great
it's
choice.
Known.
You're a great choice for VP, Joe. Just so you know, I've been in there.
By the way, not to pick on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris today, although it sounds like I am, because the Joe Biden headline story in the Daily Mail was this guy, Bill Stevenson, saying, he fucked around with her while I was married to her, about Dr. Jill Biden. But on Friday, there was a story about, it was a similar story in the Daily Mail about Kamala Harris, and it was suggesting that this Willie Brown thing was a little weird because she was 29 and he was 60, and she got two patronage jobs very quickly, and also that his wife does not feel the same way as far as the story is that they were separated when he had this fling with Kamala Harris, and the wife was called and asked for comment, which she laughed at the question, I guess, and then when he was inaugurated, he was banging Kamala the whole time. And then when he was inaugurated, his wife was there, not Kamala Harris. Oops. So when he was supposedly separated from her.
So the question is, how much of this does that matter?
Not much.
Yeah. It'll be great
now,
for Facebook.
That's the other big story.
What's that?
They get along now. That's the other big story of how great they're all together. You know, they all hang and love
beautiful.
Each other.
Support. Yep. The other great Kamala Harris story was... This was really funny. Two people sent this to me. It was Tucker Carlson mispronouncing her name. And I'm watching this going, now he must know what her how her name is pronounced. But anyway, then he, the next day, ran a string of CNN commentators who were ripping him for, you know, everybody knows it's Kamala Harris. It's, was it Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
He was calling her Kamala Harris, I think. And so there's like four or five CNN people saying, what is this crap? You know, Kamala, whatever. It's not whatever. Her name is what her name is. And then at the end of Tucker's piece was Joe Biden pronouncing her name exactly as he mispronounced it that very day. He introduced her as VP as Kamala Harris. And then on the, did you guys see the Zoom they had?
Kamala, that's
Kamala. And he had his phone upside down in the Zoom.
and he's losing his teeth.
Did he have a charge, though?
I don't know what his charge was. It may have been good. But anyway, it was just sort of, you know, whatever. It was kind of silly. Anyway, the convention's this week, which is so exciting.
Wait, yeah. is Big Gretch tonight?
Yeah, Gretch is Monday night. And so we'll see. I'm sure she'll do wonderfully. Biden, though, the polls have been good for Biden. There's a new poll saying he's up 12 points today.
Wait, I thought I saw one where it's way tighter now.
Mark, I saw the same thing early today. I opened my phone up and I saw a story about how Trump is within 1% in 15 battleground states. And they were saying that in, I believe, 10 of those states, he was down 6% or more a fairly short time ago. But then this poll came out later today that said Biden is up 53-41. I mean, there's some really divergent things going on. But generally speaking,
boy. Of registered voters across 15 battleground states, the survey, it's a CNN survey. I mean, you don't know how many people are in it, but they find it 49-48.
Fox News just had a poll that said it was Biden 49, Trump 42. And now the new poll says it's Biden 53, Trump 41. So I don't know. You know, generally speaking, for about 6 weeks there, it was Biden by 10 points in virtually any poll.
But you know that would get tighter.
Well, yeah. No, I think it is tighter. I think it's probably 6 or 7 points now. But you said CNN has it 49, 48.
Among likely voters, yeah. And that's in the 15 battleground states.
Okay, okay. What do they have overall?
Got
to be 7 points or something, right?
I don't know. They break it down in so many different ways.
Well, but they only have a general number.
50-46.
Oh, well, that's closer.
Yeah.
And again, there's a margin of error, though, which could push it 6 or 7 or 1 or 2.
The interesting thing, though, is that 53% have deemed themselves extremely enthusiastic about voting this year, which is the highest they've ever had in their polling cycles. Which matters, because that means people will actually vote.
Okay.
Regardless of if they're excited for their candidate or they're excited to get rid of the other candidate, which is really what it's boiling down to.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't find anybody that's like, oh, Joe Biden, that's my guy.
I could not tell you.
Although Kamala or whatever it is.
Kamala.
Harris. Kamala? You know, Harris, a lot of people do seem to like, you know, really like
her. She's a safe pick. I thought she was the safe pick.
What's wrong with her?
There's some people bitch.
She's very
she wasn't born here. She wasn't born the United States.
She called Biden a racist.
Yeah, so?
No, just saying. No, you asked me what's wrong with her. I'll tell you what else is wrong with her. Some people complain.
She's a police officer.
A lot of people complain about her prosecution record, too.
Too tough.
Well, too tough on minorities convicted on pot offenses, I believe, was the specific complaint.
But hasn't she smoked pot?
Yes. She joked about it she was on a rapper's podcast joking about smoking pot while she was prosecuting black people.
How terrible.
I mean, you know there's going to be something that makes her horrible within the next week.
Sure.
Well, immediately everybody was tossing out the Tulsi Gabbard knocks during the debates.
Senator Harris says she's
fun paid for by the Russians
as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president. But I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. Man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought
to keep so, cash bail system in place.
So basically, she was a prosecutor.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, did she go out and bust these people herself? These people she put
I highly doubt
away for.
She's going to jump into the vice presidency if she's elected and decide, I'm going to stop all the legalization of marijuana and the medicinal use of marijuana, too.
I'm going to bet, by the way, I have not seen a lot said about her in the media that's been bad by any means. In fact, I think there was a poll today that said she was a very popular choice. And I just looked up Joe Biden affair with Jill Biden. And, you know, who's picking up the story? The New York Post, The Sun, The Washington Examiner, The Daily Mail. I mean, there's nothing. And I had CNN on this afternoon. There was nothing about the story. There was nothing on NBC News today. So
about what? The Bill Stevenson story?
Yeah, nothing. Zero.
You're mad that Joe Biden stole her?
No, I'm not mad. I don't. The guy said, by the way, she'd be a good first lady and that he understood why Biden fell in love with her. But he just was saying this story that they had a blind date and fell in love is total bullshit. And I do find that sort of stuff annoying. Why do they have to make up this fairy tale story?
Was Corn Pop there?
Corn Pop will be there tonight.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
It's Corn really Pop. Funny story.
No one is nicknamed Corn Pop.
And, you know, what, the other thing was when Kamala Harris was picked, why did they get into all that stuff about Bo Biden? First of all, when you mention Bo Biden, you can't help thinking of Hunter Biden, which is not good.
Wait, I think going back to the Biden Cardi B interview, that hard-hitting interview, I think Biden on there said he has 5 grandchildren.
He's got 7.
He's got 7? he didn't count Hunter's illegitimate child.
Why is he doing that? That's really stupid.
I don't know. I think it's really stupid, too.
Also, Bill Stevenson, I forgot about this. In this story about Jill Biden, he said that when he really knew was when someone called him and told him that Joe Biden had been in a car accident in Jill's car. So the Biden bad driving gene exists?
Yeah, for good. Was it Frank? Was that the brother?
Yes.
Wouldn't Frank
step on it? He's shifting gears for this guy.
You just hit a person. Step on it.
His rented Jaguar. Biden!
This guy was really mad, too, because he gave Joe Biden, like $11,000 in cash for his first...
He campaigned for him.
Campaigned for him, yeah.
Yeah, so did Jill.
Don't campaign for Joe Biden. He'll fuck your wife.
So then the other book was Michael Cohen's book, which claims that he witnessed golden showers, Trump getting golden showers? I thought that was really weird. It's like Trump was getting golden showers, first of all, I picture him in his suit getting a golden shower, which is really weird. I don't know why that picture came
in
my head.
See him in, really.
And second of all, I can't imagine him just getting a golden shower and Michael Cohen walking and going, yeah, I'm just getting a golden shower, Mike. Come on.
I don't think so.
But I didn't really read the specifics. How did Cohen say he knew about golden showers?
You know, I just read the foreword from the book that he put on his website. And, man, Michael Cohen is very scared of everything.
Well... There's not a person who could say worse things about Donald Trump than Michael Cohen says.
Just ask him. He'll tell you that.
But what killed me was he says he's a racist, he's a con man, it was like 11 adjectives in a row about how horrible it is, and then he says, I urged him to run for president in 2011 and 2015. I'm like, you asshole! Mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing?
Well, he admits, though, he was blinded by climbing up higher. Because if you look at Michael Cohen, the one thing you think of, that's a guy that's going places.
Well, he may have thought he was. I don't know.
Yeah. He was Trump's first phone call every morning and his last every night.
Oh, how romantic.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Well, I don't believe a lot of the stuff he said in here, but I don't know.
But the golden showers, of course, is what got my attention because I thought that thing was pretty well put to rest.
Yeah, all I see is, you know, he said, so he writes, I urge you to really consider the fact that Trump has no true friends. He's lived his entire life avoiding.
Wait, his brother that just died was his good friend, his best friend.
Oh, that's his best friend.
Yeah. Hey, did that guy die of COVID?
They won't say.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, there's some real. Why do people have to be such assholes about that?
He also probably died
because
he's 72, but.
He's 70. Was he 72?
Had some underlying health issues, though.
Trending on Twitter on Saturday or Sunday was hashtag wrong brother. Oh,
Jesus
fuck you.
Christ.
And then there was a whole string of people tweeting that was it Robert Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Trump died and Donald Trump was playing golf. And they had, I guess, apparently the day he died, Trump, after he saw his brother, went and played golf. And he also was playing golf when, was it his other brother died?
I don't know.
No, he went to the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mary, according to Mary. So here's what he said, what Cohen said. He said he crushed or cheated all who stood in his way, but I know where the skeletons are buried because I was the one who buried them. Me, ooh. Michael Cohen. I was the one who most encouraged him to run for president in 2011 and then again in 2015, which I don't believe that. Isn't that more, who's the guy?
I don't think Trump takes who's advice. Does Trump really take advice from people?
Who's the real weirdo that loves Nixon?
Oh,
Roger Stone. Roger Stone had bugged him to him and Roy Cohn bugged him to run back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Let's see. So he carefully, Michael Cohen carefully orchestrated the famous trip down the escalator in Trump Tower for him to announce his candidacy.
Oh, that was a great one.
When Trump.
Oh, wow. That was so good, Michael.
When Trump wanted to reach Russian President Vladimir Putin via a secret back channel, I was tasked with making the connection in my Keystone Cop fashion. What does that mean?
That's not exactly a compliment to yourself.
I know. I stiffed contractors.
You're a self-deprecating attorney.
I stiffed contractors on his behalf, ripped off his business partners, lied to his wife,
good guy.
Melania, to hide his sexual infidelities, which we all know.
Also recorded his clients on the tape recorder, which is not really a great thing for an attorney.
And I bullied and screamed at anyone who threatened Trump's path to power, from golden showers in a sex club in Vegas, which is different than what the dossier said, to tax fraud, to deals with corrupt officials from the former Soviet Union, to catch and kill conspiracies, to silence Trump's clandestine lovers. I wasn't just a witness to the president's rise. I was an active and eager participant.
Oh, he got golden showers too?
Michael Cohen, yeah.
I'd say the golden showers, golden shower thing is about the only thing I really want to know if it's true or not in there. I don't know why. I mean, it's probably something really sick about me, but I just really would like to know if that really happened, because that would be really weird.
How many books has the Trump presidency created? I mean, we just had this big one with Mustache Magoo last month that kind of just pittered away.
Mustache Magoo.
I can't remember his name.
Bolton. There's a new one on Stephen Miller, you know, the Weasley-looking guy, the speechwriter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good business. I mean, honest to God, I could not believe how much money his niece made on that book. Because, first of all, the main reason I can't believe it is because when you take someone like Donald Trump or Joe Biden, so much about them is already known. And when you read the previews for the book, you can read every new disclosure there is.
Usually all the good stories are out there. There were a lot of books written about the Clintons and the Clinton administration.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of books.
Yes, there were. And she made a ton of money on her
own
advance,
book.
Like a $10 million advance. And I thought, what is she going to say? Who is going to read that book? And, you know, stupid me, I actually bought the Bill Clinton book.
Yeah.
Which is like 900 pages.
Boring.
It is so dreadful. It is the worst piece of literature I've ever attempted to read. It was so boring.
Think about this. That book was edited, too.
It is so full of wonky shit.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Really, really, really thick some bitch, too?
Yes, it was huge. It was awful.
What were you expecting, though?
I don't know what I was expecting. I think it was just supposed to be so big, and I just thought I should, you know,
back in 1971, I locked eyes with a woman across the room.
I saw Hillary across the campus, and I stared at her. Finally, she said, "What are you staring at?"
I thought I was in trouble. She was burning holes through me.
And that's when I knew one day I'd cheat on this woman.
I knew if I married her, I'd be fucking everything inside.
I knew she would help me murder people.
If you'd have told me we'd have killed 35 people together, I'd have been shocked.
I can fuck whoever I want, but the second she does, I'm killing them. Isn't that the claim with Vince Foster?
She likes ladies.
Well, but wasn't that the claim with Vince Foster?
She's all with her girlfriend. She banging him. Yeah. Yes.
So I had to take him out. And then smile. Is that the one he was smiling at the funeral?
Yeah, supposedly.
I got away with it.
The Vince Foster.
And I always will.
Let's see.
Well, I'm kind of, in my head, I'm like looking forward just to hearing him talk at this DNC.
But oh, me too, yeah.
Just because it's him. But I know in the end, he's going to talk for like 5 hours about nothing. It'll be really boring.
There'll be a few really interesting minutes, though, that will bring some good chuckles.
I met Joe back in 1983 at a titty bar. He wanted to drive the car, but I said, I know about you Biden's driving.
Did anybody trouble themselves reading the story about New York City is dead forever?
No.
Yeah. That's too sad.
It is sad, and I thought it was a good piece, and it's like a guy who's done some business in New York, and honestly, the more you read about New York, the more depressing it is, but it is he described it as a deflationary spiral, and
all their real estate was a massive bubble?
Well, it's worse than that, though. It's 90% of the office buildings in New York City are now empty. The Time Life building, which is teeming with activity compared to others, 8,000 people worked in that building. There's 500 in there now. Real estate prices are down 30 to 50% and going down further because his point, and I think he's right, he said, everybody's going, surely it's going lower. I'm not going to buy anything there. And there's not a great deal of interest on the buying side anyway. There's very little demand. The problem is the same for rentals. And a lot of those people who own the rentals are not receiving rent from people. Which reminds me, by the way, there's a big protest today because they had stopped evictions in Detroit, and now that has expired. And so there was a huge protest today, and it's like, can we just find one more thing to put a lot of people in one place together for, you know, because the government can't do something?
But see, the thing is New York's bad news is good news for a lot of other areas because housing starts are up 4.6%. I mean,
it's still symbolic because New York City is the center of America in a lot of ways.
It still will be.
I tend to think so.
When things get back to normal, it still will be.
Well, this is what's different about what people are saying now. They're saying New York City is not going to bounce back, not like it was. It's not going to be the financial center of the United States anymore, and it may not be the cultural center of the United States anymore. That I don't necessarily believe.
What will be, though, instead?
Yeah. 60% of the restaurants are out of business in New York, and also Broadway, museums, comedy clubs, Lincoln Center, all closed. All are facing huge financial challenges. Many, many jobs lost.
I got to tell you, a lot of those, you're going to find some wealthy benefactor will just go, bleh, here's a bunch of million dollars to keep Broadway. And
we'll see.
Kind of stupid stuff they will bail out.
But the other thing, which is really, really different, is that crime is on the rise big time in New York. Yesterday,
50 shootings over the weekend?
Yeah, I think we're 5 shots to death yesterday, or Sunday, yeah. Mm-hmm. 23 others were shot. And robberies are up 286%. Murder is way up. And people don't feel safe in Manhattan. The same guy yesterday, I think I retweeted him, he has a video of himself driving through Manhattan. Everything is boarded up. Everything. There's barbed wire around a number of businesses like Macy's.
Was it Bernie Goetz?
It was not Bernie Goetz. But, it's quite a sight.
To that point, is it worse right now than it was, I don't know, 1985?
Yes. Yeah, no, he talks about all that. He talks about New York being bankrupt. He talks about 9/11.
Because it bounced back before.
No, I have a hard time believing New York won't bounce back.
The situation now sucks, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
I mean, what do they do with Broadway and Radio City Music Hall and MoMA?
Well,
those places aren't going to go away.
I don't think they will either. But it's still, I think what it attests to as much as anything is the fact that we don't talk about the damage going on in this country. We're so busy talking about this virus that we don't really talk much about the economy. Chicago is also in dire straits. I mean, honest to God, to see the Magnificent Mile like that, it's just unfucking believable. And Chicago complaints are many. One, people completely rebuilt after the first looting, rioting stretch on the Magnificent Mile. Now, some of them say they're doing it for the third time, and they're not going to do it again, or they're just going to wait, and most of them are boarded up. So, I mean, how long does it take for things to return to normal. And by the way, what is, how are these governments? New York City is $9 billion in debt right now. The state is far more in debt than New York City. Now, New York City, of course, is counting on someone to bail them out, whether it's the state or the feds. But, you know, I just... Everything I've ever learned about inflation was that just printing money willy-nilly, our deficit now is, of course, well beyond what we could even imagine it would ever be. But when does inflation start kicking in? Because if inflation never kicks in, why don't we just give it print money for everyone?
Well, because it depends what it's spent on.
Well, but you can't control what people spend money on.
No, but you can control what states and cities spend money on, and it's usually their debts because they aren't allowed to run a deficit where the federal government is allowed to run a deficit.
No, they can't.
And it's actually good that the federal government runs a deficit.
But they also will, there's a lot of cutting to come. And I know
sure,
some people
that's
always
going to be part of it. That's good.
Some government
that's
jobs are getting clipped too. Well, there's a little more cutting than, I mean, honestly, I'm not really worried about myself personally. I feel like I'll get through this one way or another. But a lot of people are really going to have some serious pain.
Yeah.
And a lot of people already are having pain. And I read, this is like the first piece I've read about this. It was a lengthy piece about moms who are like, how the fuck am I going to educate my kid at home and
work.
Do my job? Because I've got a job and I'm making half what I used to be making because I'm working from home. But how is this going to resolve itself? How are we going to stay in our house? How are we going to pay our money? I mean, on and on and on. It's a big deal. And nobody's talking about it. It's like, is it safe to go to school? Is it not safe to go to school? Is it safe? You know, should my kid go? Should they not go? There's also an economic element that if everybody stays home and doesn't go to school, then a lot of people have to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who mom works and dad works. And I'm really stunned that this conversation is not a larger conversation.
Oh,
but
it's out there.
Oh, but it's mostly about the virus and about who's safe and who isn't safe. And, you know,
yeah, but I think it's out there, but people don't know what's going to happen. There's no answer. That's why.
You're going to have a lot of these latchkey kids like us Gen Xers had.
I don't think we're going back to latchkey world.
What? Why not?
Well,
that's what made Gen X what we are.
Hey, we're the original latchkey kids, mister.
Okay. I don't care.
You don't care.
Hey, did you see who was really heating up on Twitter today?
Who?
Claudia Conway.
Oh, the daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I love Claudia Conway.
Some of her great tweets.
Yes. Is there any, does she make any videos?
No, just some tweets. So Kelly Ann Conway, her mother, tweeted out, at CNN, poll, Biden and Trump matchup tighten as enthusiasm hits new high. And she quotes the story that we just talked about. And so Claudia Conway retweeted that and wrote, so CNN isn't fake news then. Retweeted her mom and said that. So then,
why does Claudia Conway have a fucking phone, by the way?
I don't think that mom knows she has this phone. So then AOC tweeted out, Team AOC is hiring field organizers, video producers. You know, they've got a whole application. And then she retweeted that and said, let me intern for you. Smiley face, smiley face. Then Kellyanne Conway tweeted, discussion with POTUS and VP. Safely is the most important word when considering when and how to open our schools. Federal guidelines and research goes on with the rest of the story. And Claudia Conway retweets that and writes, you know, life isn't fair when you wake up to your own mother speaking aside, a homophobe and a rapist. Boy, dinner must be a blast.
My daughter dumped me.
Dinner at the Conways must be a blast. If George and Kellyanne fighting isn't enough yet.
You know,
Claudia.
I am so glad the children have a voice finally.
Then Claudia has her own tweet here. Gonna go on my mother's phone and set WAP as her ringtone for me.
Oh, WAP? Wet ass pussy? Oh, that's nice. Well, so what a great kid she's raising.
When her daughter calls wet ass pussy, she's ringing on her phone. Nice.
It's just what you want your 15-year-old daughter talking about. Yeah. Wet ass pussy.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. And it looks like she's got a new profile picture. How old is this kid?
15.
Picture. She looks a lot older than 15 in that picture.
She's pretty cute, actually, isn't she?
Well, look at this picture, Drew.
She's got a lot of spray tan going on.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. She does. Like, she's very orange.
Yeah. She's she looks older than 15.
Yeah. So it's nice to know that she.
No, I'm happy for her. I think this is a good lesson for the whole family.
Anyone remember when Trump got impeached? That was yesterday's tweet.
No. The answer is no, by the way.
Wow. That's crazy. No one really remembers that, do they?
Not really.
I really don't think about it.
No.
I mean, it's hard to believe you could be impeached and run for president.
Well, he's the first one, right, to be impeached in the first term.
Impeached
but not removed.
Yeah, Clinton was the second term. Andrew Johnson was impeached.
Congratulations, everybody.
Was that Andrew Johnson's only term? I think it was. And I don't know if he ran. Did he run against Lincoln?
I don't know.
Let me look. I mean, I think my history is a little skewed here.
Lord, why did I bring it up?
Well, I think it's an interesting piece of history, the fact that an impeached president would run for president again.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I just didn't know
about
stunning.
I don't know anything about Andrew Johnson.
I know. Nobody liked him.
Nobody liked Jackson. Nobody liked Andrew Jackson.
Cancel. He was the president after Lincoln. But hold on. Hold time out. He assumed the presidency. He was vice president at the time of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Johnson was a Democrat who ran with Lincoln as a National Union ticket. Coming to office as the Civil War concluded, he favored restoration. Oh, nobody cares about that. what happened to him? Why was he only one term? Hold on. Oh, my God. This
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Presidency? Post-presidency? Okay. Did he run in 69? 1869, that is.
69.
Johnson presided with dignity over Lincoln's funeral ceremonies. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I don't know if he ran again. Take this. Scratch impeachment. Who was before Lincoln? I want to say somebody. I swear to God, somebody was impeached around that time.
Yeah, but if you Google Andrew Johnson impeachment, it comes right up. Right, yeah.
He was, okay. Well, nice job, yeah. Wikipedia.
That wasn't the question.
I'm not donating any fucking money to you.
That wasn't the
Initiated
question, though.
February 24th, 1868.
Okay, so he didn't run. He did not run for a second term, but he was the, because Lincoln was killed shortly into his second term.
What, Lincoln was killed?
Yes, Lincoln was killed with $5 in his pocket.
Hey, was Kennedy the last one to die in office? That was the question yesterday. I didn't know, and I didn't bother looking it up, so I thought I'd just ask you.
Kennedy, yeah. Because Johnson was alive, okay. Nixon was alive, Ford was alive, Carter was alive, Reagan was alive, George Bush number one was
who
alive.
Who died in office before him?
Before Kennedy, Roosevelt died in 1945.
Okay.
There was a string of presidents who died in office every 20 years.
Oh,
there
really?
Was JFK in 1963. Harding in the 20s, Roosevelt in the 40s, 1900, McKinley was assassinated by a U of M grad.
Yeah.
1880s.
I don't know if he graduated. He spent some time in
U of M student. Garfield died in 1880. Lincoln died in 1860s. And 1840s.
Lincoln died?
Was it Tyler that died? Tippecanoe and Tyler, too?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was. Didn't Tyler die in office?
I think you're right, yeah.
So there you go.
You know what, though? Weird subject. I looked up what presidents suffered from back in the day, like early presidential maladies.
Yeah, like diarrhea, like Bedford Forrest.
Oh, my God. They were the grossest group of people I've ever heard of. They all had, like, boils and things missing.
Oh, Washington was disgusting, by the
malaria.
Way.
Malaria? Yeah.
You know, we all know
nasty.
He has no teeth.
And Jackson had lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Because he left a bullet inside of him, and he was just like, just leave it there.
Oh, nice doctor.
And then he goes insane. Nice. So they were really gross.
Did you guys see who Twitter wanted canceled over the weekend?
Who?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan?
Did you see that? Did you see that print?
Hasn't he been deceased a little while?
Yeah. He was only around in the 12th century.
I was going to say.
But,
I've been learning a little bit more about Genghis Khan, so I concur. He should be canceled.
He should be canceled, yeah, because he killed a bunch of people, a bunch of innocent people while he tried to dominate the world.
Cancel him.
Yeah. I've been playing a video game called Ghost of Tsushima, where I am a samurai warrior. I'm no longer a cowboy. And right now, it's like 1272, and Genghis Khan's fucking invading Japan.
Cancel him and see what he does.
Wow. Does that remind you, reminds me, rather, of something that came up on Friday, I believe, which was, I was just thinking to myself, whatever happened to Anthony Michael Hall, that cute kid from 16
He's
Candles?
On
and what do you know? I turn on TMZ, and there he is screaming at some people at a pool.
What is the context of that story?
I don't know.
All I saw was the video and, like, zero context. And before I judged Anthony Michael Hall for being an asshole, I want to know why he was so mad at these people.
Well, some people were saying, hoo-ah, that the people around the pool that he was yelling at were not socially distancing.
Oh, he was yelling at them?
No, I don't think that was why, but
they don't have masks on either.
So kiss my ass, okay? Because Eddie and his mother and his German father don't give a shit. Neither do I about all three of your opinions. So kiss my ass, okay? You know what? Save your opinions.
You
I don't give a
down,
shit.
Sir.
No, you know what? I don't give a fuck what you think about me, Rosie.
What's the splash move coming up?
Don't give a shit what you think, okay?
I don't give a shit
what you think or you think. So kiss my ass, okay? You're insane for disrespecting me, okay? Because you're out of line. You're out of line. And their family is unaffected by you and your bullshit attitude.
That's a nice rant.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm crazy. Kiss my ass. Film me.
Ooh, two fingers, double burn.
I got you too, okay?
Is that what this hotel? You need to calm down.
Show the Democratic Party. Kiss my ass. You are too slow. Ooh. Get on my way. Get on my way. Sir.
Let's go.
Bro, you all three are out of control and you're disrespectful.
Go, Mike.
Pause for a second.
Who's this?
I love that he's telling these people to fuck off and that they're out of control and he's screaming at them and they're disrespecting him and they're saying nothing. He's the one that's yelling.
I know.
But they're saying you need to calm down. Has anyone ever calmed down after you've been told that you need to calm down?
No, but Trudy, get ready for the splash move because here it comes.
Oh, cool.
Stop. Let's go.
These people are disrespectful. Yeah, she's filming it. She's full of shit.
Let's go, Mike.
She's filming and she's full of shit. Is that the one he called Rosie O'Donnell, by the way? Oh, there's a splash.
It's coming.
Oh,
it's coming. Wah, wah,
wah.
Ooh.
I mean, he called the one lady Rosie O'Donnell, but we don't know what she looks like. I want to see how accurate he
was. I think she was a little on the heavy side, I believe. He called somebody Biden, too.
She a lesbian?
Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. Rosie is a loser.
That's when Trump was at his best.
No, he was, because you just got him in small doses. And usually
well, he also
Rosie
wasn't.
Failed. I'm happy about it.
He also wasn't working for the public.
No. Right. He was just a contractor.
We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us.
She ate all the cake. I invited her to my wedding, and she
Rosie
ate all the cake.
Rosie is a very unattractive person.
Do you have the one about her eating all the cake?
I was very happy when her talk show failed.
I don't know. I have a montage.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Rosie attacked me personally because I was very happy when her talk show failed. The other thing that failed, and this was a real monster, and everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat over it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it. She's basically a disaster. Well, she called me a snake oil salesman. And, you know, coming from Rosie, that's pretty low because when you look at her and when you see the mind is weak. I don't see it. I don't get it. I never understood. How does she even get on television? I believe Barbara made a terrible mistake putting her on, and I think Barbara's probably paying a big price. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. Yes. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice? She's trying to use ABC and The View to get even with me. But with me, we fight back. I'll probably sue Rosie because she doesn't tell the facts. As an example, I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, she said I was bankrupt. I never went bankrupt. So probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets. I actually think they ought to look at her whole life and see where she's coming from because I think she's got some very deep-seated problems. Perhaps it should be Rosie that goes to rehab. Rosie is a loser.
Okay.
Wow.
I think you made his point. Doesn't like Rosie O'Donnell.
This it.
Her a loser and later told this to Larry King.
She came to my wedding. She ate like a pig. And seriously, the wedding cake was
who keeps
was
track
like
of what your guest seat?
She ate all the cake, man. That reminds me.
I'm trying to remember what, by the way, she said something that really got under her skin. Was it,
the
was it that his hair was stupid?
Yeah, she did the impersonation on The View and that just set him off. That shot of King reminded me. Did you see John Oliver's little Larry King montage?
No,
oh,
yeah, but
so
I love
great.
Any Larry King montage is worth watching.
Well, they do
especially
such,
the bed part.
Oh, they do such good montages. Well, he's the one that did the mask debate montage.
There's so many great things to be put together from television if one has time, as Jimmy Kimmel has taught us. Jimmy Kimmel must have 20 people watching TV all day.
And now, Larry King, Master Salesman.
As you all know, I would rarely become associated with any product, as I've built a lifetime career on being an independent investigative news anchor. I have never, in 60 years on the air,
really,
I have never put my name on a product until Sleep Like a King.
We are excited to tell you about Breath Gems. Introducing LenVantage.
Prostagenics. Omega XL. Call and get millionaire success habits. Works for me, it'll work for you.
Let me just show.
Too easy payments. Here comes Larry.
Oh, no.
Here comes, no.
He's getting on the bed.
I'm going to take two now, but I just swallowed them without water.
Everybody should be using Breath Gems.
You got it, Barbara.
No pain at all. I get up and I'm ready to go. Rodney, if you were still around, it would have helped my romantic life. Let's just say the king is back.
Ew.
Oh, boy.
He plugged eight different items in that montage.
I didn't know he did that many testimonials.
He does a lot of infomercials.
Let's see, getting to winding down here. Did anybody see the video of the Seattle cop who told the protester he was resigning, and he said, "You guys won."
Yeah.
Which is slightly sarcastic, I'm sure, but, you know, it was really distressing because I thought that he was trying to sort of bond with this guy a little bit, and the guy was just giving it back to him, like, "You're an asshole, I would never be friends with you, fuck you," you know, because he's a cop, I suppose.
Good day, bud?
Huh?
You having a good day today?
Not really, you're around.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for that, but don't worry, man, because guess what? I'm leaving. You guys won. 2 months, baby. I'm out.
You're about to resign?
I'm gone, bro.
How you feeling about that? You're about to resign?
I'm feeling great.
You're about to resign or what?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I am leaving this department. You guys won.
Could I get an interview from you about that?
You cannot.
So, you're just tired of police brutality, or are you tired of what's going on right now? Oh, us. Why? This guy said that he's resigning.
Separated at birth with Danny McBride.
He comes back to him, watch.
Hey, he said he's tired of us. He's going to resign because of Black Lives Matter. Not because he's tired of the police.
Hey, buddy, what's your badge number? What's your badge number?
Hey, fuck you and fuck Spog.
What was that? 7, 8, 9. Gotcha, bro. Gotcha.
Hey, you triggered, boy? You triggered? Oink, oink. Oink, oink. Yeah. Fuck you and your blue life, boy. Fuck you and your blue life. No, we ain't never gonna be friends. We'll never see eye to eye. We'll never see eye to eye. I don't give a fuck if you be taking that badge off. You'll never be my people. You'll never be my friend.
Yeah, so there you go. That's just one guy and one cop. But I feel like something is wrong in BLM, like no one is running it.
Yeah.
Because the thing in Chicago, you know, where this head of BLM said that the riots were reparations and that insurance pays for it anyway and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, come on.
Who appointed that lady?
I don't know. Somebody?
I don't know if anybody did. Did anybody?
I don't know. They said she was the head of BLM Chicago.
I know, but she disagreed with Jesse Jackson, another member of the...
Oh, she told him to fuck off,
another
basically.
Member of the youth, respecting our elders.
Yeah, I think it was an okay boomer kind of thing.
Yeah, what has Jackson ever done?
Well, Jesse Jackson did a lot for himself, but he...
But
you know,
he has
been part of the civil rights movement.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was standing next to King when he was shot, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the story and the rest,
and he got his kid a Budweiser distributor.
No, he did. He helped himself to quite a few things, but he was a civil rights activist for a long, long time. And I would think someone in that position would certainly respect him if nothing else.
Yeah.
And all he was saying was, "No, that's private property. That is not reparations." He was trying. It almost seemed like he was trying to help, if that's possible. But then the Seattle protests.
Maybe he's worried about that Budweiser distributor
could have been
protesting.
The Seattle protests going into the neighborhoods and the police chief's house, And chanting outside the police chief's house and the mayor's house. And the mayor said that it's interesting, too, because both of them said this is bullshit and blah, blah, blah. And the standard response, and it's really funny because there's a lot of comments in the stories. You can see people go, that's terrible flash, because they were flashing all these flashlights into the house. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. I mean, it would be freaky.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes you a little uncomfortable, then maybe you should have a cop put a gun to your head. I mean, honestly, it's the response. It's the standard response. Anyone who doesn't like anything BLM does, well, then you should get pulled over, get killed by a white cop. And
I would say two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, I would say, really? Does cop put a gun to your head all the time? Has it really happened that many times? I don't know if I believe you. I think you're exaggerating a little bit. But the police chief, who's a female, a black female, resigned in Seattle because she said she felt she had no support from the mayor or city council. This was not connected to the BLM protest outside her house. But the other thing that was, I thought, just crazy was the protesters protesting in, and these are nice neighborhoods, demanding that people give black people their homes back. Now, I don't think people who bought their homes legally are going to give up their homes. I think that's a pretty unrealistic goal. Yeah.
I don't understand that logic.
I don't either. But there's quite a few stories about it. And the suggestion is that the homes were stolen from, I guess they were previously black neighborhoods, and the homes have been taken from them and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just stupid. Then the Nashville, there's a couple videos from the Nashville State Capitol where two stories that have been ugly stories, because one of them was a guy fell down some stairs and cracked his skull open at a protest. And that's the audio right there. I've heard it.
Those are big stairs.
And I'm not sure if the guy's okay or not. I don't believe he died. But they blamed the police for shoving him down the stairs. Well, no, he was pulled down the stairs, and there's a police video. The police put out videos. This is not immediately after, but shortly after, they put out videos that showed him getting pulled down the stairs. They were trying to run from the police because they thought the police were coming after him, which they were not. They were moving a barrier. But when this guy's on the ground, you should hear the people screaming at the police that, you did that! And, I mean, they're insisting that the police did it. And they're like, no, we did not do it. He fell on his own. Or he actually didn't fall on his own. He was pulled down by a fellow protester. But the way the story started was the most annoying thing to me. There's people at the top, right at the barrier, screaming at the police who are standing there trying to just do their jobs. And one guy has a megaphone about 2 feet from this cop's face, and he's, blasting away in this megaphone. Well, the cop grabs the megaphone, and then it's like, hey, this is not your property! Everybody goes crazy. And then they decide to move the barriers. And as soon as they open the barrier, this guy with the megaphone, who's a troublemaker in the first place, he pulls the other guy down the stairs, and the guy cracks his skull open. So anyway, they were KNRN, I think it was in Nashville, was showing the video to show that the police did not crack this guy's skull open. And then they had another video of a dispute at the state capitol there where this woman who is screaming at the police, suddenly just she goes to the ground and she swears that this police slugged her. Well, they have a number of body cams.
Good.
Which show that no one slugged her. No one slugged
Good.
Her.
Good. Get that
and
info out there.
None of that. And, of course, after she's on the ground, then, of course, it all hell breaks loose because people are screaming at the police that they did this and blah, 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 blah. Then, I'm just wondering, like, what is going on in Seattle? Is this just business as usual in Seattle? Is this no big deal? They just hire a new police chief and go on? Portland, and I think this was Saturday night, the police were so tied up in protests, and they've been classifying these as riots lately, and I don't know, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but they said that 911 calls, 60 911 calls were not responded to in Portland. And honestly, it was more or less, I read the story, and it was more or less, is it just a factual thing, like I didn't hear anyone commenting on what the cases were or anything like that, but I mean, this is just, Portland is like 85 nights in a row now? And they're not getting much better. So I don't know where this is going, but I guess I'm just confused about what the goal is. And I realize they want to defund the police. And Seattle is defunding the police. I haven't seen the numbers.
Also, like, what are they doing?
They're diverting money towards programs, other programs. And I'm just not a big program person myself. Trying to help people. Well, I just feel like there's been so many failed programs over time. And, yeah, I mean, nobody can say that the U.S. government has not devoted a lot of money to programs to help.
But what if it's minorities? A program that relieves the police from doing the stupid stuff, like getting calls from Barbecue Becky or...
Well, that would be nice. And there was another case just like that.
Nonviolent domestic disturbance.
Oh, did you see the case where the...
Basically the bullshit that everybody calls 911 for that they shouldn't.
There's a couple in San Jose who were suing the cops because they were having a birthday party. This is on Good Morning America Saturday, I think. They're having a birthday party for this girl who's 22, and there's, I think, four people in the room, and they call the cops. The hotel told them to shut up because the people in the adjoining rooms are complaining, and they kind of said, yeah, okay, right. And then they cranked their music, and so people, it was midnight, and the hotel just said, fuck you, we're calling the police. So they call the police, and they open the door, and this is another one where I felt like, I don't really know who should deal with this, but they open the door, and the cop asks the guy for his ID, which he will not give the police, and they have an argument with the police and him and his girlfriend, who are saying, you don't have to give your ID, and insisting that they don't have to give their ID, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he finally gives his ID to the police, who's looking at it, and then he says, give me it back! And, I mean, it's just nasty. It's just the whole thing is fucking nasty. Then they decide that they will leave the room. First, they didn't want to. Then they said, okay, we'll leave. And they're packing their stuff up. And the cops, there's now four cops standing outside the room. And it took them, I don't know how long, but it was taking a long time because they're putzing around, trying to take a long time to annoy the police, which they did get very annoyed. And then one of the cops says something about, can we get a taser or something? Because he'd ordered the guy to get out of the room. And the guy said, I'm getting my stuff. And it was taking forever. So anyway, at that point, the girl charges out into the cop. And there's, you know, not major contact, but there's some contact. And so they grab her, like, you're not going to fuck with the police. And the guy comes out, and he starts wanting to fight the cop over the girlfriend. And it's like, oh, my God, the way people are emboldened to fight with cops, it just... And you know, these people are suing the city of San Jose. So I don't know what else, what there is to the case. I just saw what GMA showed me. But anyway, it's just getting so fucking messy out there. And I don't know... sometimes I think these BLM stories, like the ones I just talked about, I feel like those are the kind of stories I could see people going, actually moving away from the Democratic Party over, which if Trump gets elected, if he successfully wins over BLM and BLM and some of these activities in New York, Chicago, and so on and so forth, I mean, can you imagine the irony of that? I don't see it happening.
It worked in 2016, stoking fear.
Yeah, but it seems like people are helping him now. And most of the polls I see, he's well 10 points, 9 points behind. I do agree with you. I think it's going to tighten. But I think this is the kind of stuff that helps him. He's not doing anything. I mean, it's not because of something he's doing. But it's just, it looks so different to people. And I find myself, when I see people... I see people chanting that people have to give up their property. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? This is, and then, you know, it's
all fringe.
Yeah, like, it is. And the Antifa people fighting with the Proud Boys.
I know.
No, the Proud Boys fighting with the BLM people.
Let them all fight to the death.
Oh, my God.
I think that really symbolizes America today because you have these two groups on opposite ends, and they're both fringe, and most people are going about living their lives and struggling.
I can't figure out how, you know, honestly, I'd say I can't figure out how fringe Antifa is anymore. Because
what is
they're
it?
Everywhere.
What is it?
Antifa? Right.
Yeah, what is it? Who is Antifa?
I have no idea.
There's no official Antifa.
But they look just organized as hell when you see them like in the Lincoln Park in Chicago when they all change into their black with the umbrellas up.
What is alt-right?
Oh, well, alt-right is a description.
But they're both non-descriptive groups. They're like conservatives and liberals. I mean, they're not a group.
I have no idea. What I can't figure out is what makes someone go, you know what? I've got to join Antifa. Because it looks like a lot of people are joining Antifa. I mean, it looks like it. If you watch news or you pay attention to what's going on, it seems like Antifa, anytime there's a rabble rousing, it seems like Antifa's there. And they don't give a fuck. And nobody seems to ever prosecute anybody.
There's also a lot of times the Proud Boys are there too.
Well, I honestly, I really don't know much about the Proud Boys. I never,
well, we
I
know
only
they,
have ever
we
seen
know
the
they
Proud
killed
Boys.
The two federal officers in Oakland when this George Floyd stuff started breaking out. We know that for a fact.
But it's not the Proud Boys. It's not like you hear about the Proud Boys a lot. Honestly, this thing in, was it Kalamazoo?
Depends where the message is coming from.
I disagree. I think the Proud Boys have been all over Portland for years, involved in a lot of skirmishes.
Yeah,
there.
I have to tell you, I have not paid attention to Portland.
In protest and counter-protests.
I have not paid attention to Portland or Seattle as much as I have in the last 3 months, just because it's in the news all the time.
Those aggressive fringe groups on both sides exist because they the other side exists.
I don't even, half the time, I gotta say, I don't even know what side they're on. I don't even know what they're doing. I don't know what their goal is. What is their goal?
Which one?
Antifa.
I guess chaos. I don't know.
Well, it seems that they hate corporations.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Proud Boys' goal?
Chaos.
White supremacy.
Yeah, white supremacy. Although, do they know their name comes from the musical Aladdin?
Do they acknowledge that?
I don't know if they do or not, but it's just from Proud of Your Boy, which is a song only in the musical, not in the cartoon or the live-action movie.
I don't know so much about this.
That's interesting.
Which is Persian and not really white anyway, so I'm confused.
Wow.
Well, let's get out of here, because...
That was a fun note to end on.
I got to tell you, I never hear about the Proud Boys. I mean, I have lately, but I just wasn't familiar of the Proud Boys being so influential.
Well, they've been active, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and not in a nationally, you know, like, they haven't received this kind of attention until now.
Well, I wasn't studying these white supremacists like you guys are.
They did. In Charlottesville, they got a lot of attention back in the...
No, I know. I've Charlottesville heard of Day. The Proud Boys, but it's just not something I hear. Like Antifa, it seems like I remember when I didn't know what Antifa was. Who the fuck are these Antifa guys? And at that point, they were breaking down Starbucks windows and, you know, in Seattle.
Well, yeah, they go
and
back.
And then all of a sudden, they're everywhere.
Remember when was it the G8 that
yes.
had their summit?
Yeah.
Or no, it was the WTO, the World Trade Organization, had the big summit. I want to say in Seattle.
They were very anti-corporate.
Yeah.
But
and their message really got across way back when.
Oh, they've done a great job.
They need to hire some PR people.
All right, tomorrow, let's see what's going on. Oh, we have Adam Carolla on Wednesday.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Well done, Trudy.
And I'm trying. Yeah, Trudy, is it hard to get Adam Carolla these days?
It took a long time for them to answer back. I'm not sure if they were on break.
Do you think they know who we are?
Clearly, question number one is, why does he hate Zoom so much?
Yeah, he does not want to screw with that.
I don't blame him. Trudy, do they have any idea who we are?
Yeah, they do. They know us.
Nice.
We've talked to them a bunch of times.
Because I can never figure out if Adam remembers us or not.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
I'll
speak
to him. But he gives a good interview. And he's got a great new book out, too, which was doing really well. I don't know where it's at now. But I think it was on close to the top of the New York Times bestseller list a few weeks ago. I'll take a look. We'll have all the details. Adam Carolla on Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.